The Strand Gamers are proud to present Mouse Guard Adventures. Using the Mouse Guard role-playing game system and inspired by the comics of David Peterson. We are on with episode one of Mouse Guard Adventures. And they are already spamming teacup pigs for some.
Very important part of the broadcast experience.
It isn't. I would like to plug myself and not teacuppigs.com. Sign up for StrandMade.
Check out strandgamers.com.
Yes, our new StrandMade program where I am basically crowdsourcing game design. And we are going to make some cool things. So if you're interested in game design, or in supporting the site, or for getting some credits on a game, an actual game that's going to be released, and then subsequent games that are also going to be released, sign up for StrandMade. Does anyone else have anything up front? We're playing Mouse Guard now.
Are you sure?
I hope so.
I feel like a teacup pig would actually be pretty scary to a mouse. Even though they're tiny. Adorable.
And when you say we're playing Mouse Guard, do you mean everyone present or everyone not present?
By the way, Kevin is here today.
Kevin.
No, Kevin is not here today, but we will.
Something about water pumps or something.
No, that was last week.
No, it's this week too.
I thought it was original event this week.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah, because the water pump
is
in operation.
Is it really worth getting into where Kevin is and why?
Yes.
No.
He's
well, if we procrastinate and stall for another 40 minutes, we'll start on time.
Don't do this.
But just so everyone can know, you know, he is alive and well. He'll be joining us next week.
Indeed.
Kevin is alive, if that was a concern of anyone listening.
Sure, Kevin's got a fan following somewhere on the internet.
Surprisingly, he does.
What?
People love Kevin.
Wow.
Read the comments.
Oh, yeah, it's true. We got a fan favorite.
Oh, we should have said that he got in a car crash or something to see how people would react. And then Kevin would feel so good that people were sending their condolences.
It'd be like the Paul is Dead campaign for the Beatles. Except it was really just a terrible rumor.
So, Mouse Guard. I already see how this is going to go.
He did.
Okay. It has been a long winter of 1152 ticking over into 1153.
We're in the northern hemisphere, right? So winter is December through February.
Yes.
Okay.
Those of you who are tender paws have spent the winter with your mentors, essentially doing drills and exercises, but not getting the opportunity to do any field training. Because whenever possible, the Mouse Guard rests in winter. So
it's scary out there.
Really, a lot of you have been cooped up in Lockhaven, home of the Guard. But now that the snow is beginning to thaw and the city is coming to life again, you have been summoned into the office of Gwendolyn, who is the matriarch of the Mouse Guard. And really in charge of everything. Shall I assume that you folks are reporting?
Mouse Guard Simon, reporting is ordered, ma'am, your majesty.
We should probably, now, oh, by the way, what do we, how do we address the matriarch? Like, what title do we use?
Ma'am, your majesty.
I would say ma'am.
Ma'am. Okay.
So, the four of you assemble in Gwendolyn's office. It is a large room, but it's not particularly ostentatious. She has a lot of necessities, maps laid out, a lot of scrolls and plans, and she seems like a particularly busy woman. She is more dressed than most mice, dressed in blues that match her cloak, and she has white fur. The four of you gather. Ragsalok, you kind of expect to see your mentor Walmond there, since you've been summoned as part of this new patrol. Ragsalok. Okay, I'm being corrected. Well, make names that are pronounceable.
Clearly,
so you have a magnetic code for this.
I feel like people in the forums are just going to call him Rag.
Ragsalok.
That's my plan.
I nudge Simon. Where's Walmond?
No, he's your mentor. Keep track of him. I know where my mentor is.
He's abandoned me.
You shouldn't be so insecure.
Had Ragsalok.
Yeah, I'm gonna nudge both of them. Pipe down.
Yes, sir.
Albus. I see you have assembled your patrol.
Yes, my lady.
Unfortunately, I've had to borrow Walmond for a special mission, so he will not be accompanying you.
Is there any cause for concern?
No, I had need of his expertise. He will rendezvous with you when he completes his assignment. Until then, his tender paw will be in the care of Myra.
Hmm. All right. That's... will do, my lady. Ma'am. My lady, ma'am. Lady.
Yes, make the sure lady, Magister.
Make sure to bring him back in one piece.
I'm sure he'll be fine. I pat him on the shoulder, comfortingly.
I sidle away.
I give him the evil eye.
My lady, I'm sure that we could call in another patrol leader in order to assist in Walman's absence.
It's unnecessary. I'm sure Myra can handle this. Your mission is a simple one. As you know, the mail has been piling up all winter. And we need someone to take it out to the far reaches of the territories. Your patrol has been tasked with delivering mail to Almos, Spruce Tuck, Dorgift, and Guildpledge.
I close my eyes and try to commit that to memory.
It's hard because he's a drunk.
And you know that that will be taking you south and east.
West.
Yeah, west.
Without Walmond, who will be our pathfinder for this mission?
Well, he won't be.
Surely one of you is capable.
What is my specialty? Scout? That's not pathfinding.
I think that'll help.
There are paths marked on the map.
We'll find a way.
We'll just be sure that everybody's stocked with a map and prepared, and we'll be fine. We can just prepare our way out of it.
Very well, then.
Yes, there should be trails marked out, although they haven't been used all winter. You may find them a bit difficult. Albus, I trust that your patrol can overcome?
We have been busy training all winter. I'm sure that this is a routine mission. I'm sure it won't be too big of a deal.
I'm pretty excited to get out of Lockhaven and do some real exploring. Well, mission work.
It'll be a good learning experience for my tenderpaw here.
Tenderpaws, do you have any questions or concerns for me?
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. I do not fear mail routes.
Well said, Dragalog.
That's a good attitude to have.
Well, you can pick up the satchels of mail over there and be on your way in your discretion.
Very well. Thank you, m'lady.
How many satchels are there?
There are four. They're divided up by town.
God, four.
Should be pretty simple.
All right. Grab.
We should each load ourselves up. Do we have proper provisions for the trip?
Yes.
No, I was asking the rest of the crew.
Oh, I hope so. No, I'm pretty sure we do.
We have the
Without
mail.
Without Mr. Walmond, we should get food and maps, because we won't have liberty of finding our own path.
Yes. Caesar wants to say an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
I absolutely agree. I think that we should actually stock up on more provisions than usual, because we don't have a weather watcher. We should be prepared for anything.
Good thinking.
I'm not going to carry all that. Please.
You
well, you
don't
have to carry a mail satchel, at the very least. There's one for each of us.
I must say that the Tenderpuss prospects are improving since we're not carrying everything.
The
that would usually
expectation
do.
Was never for you to carry everything. It was only for you to carry what you believe you need.
Mm-hmm. Albus, once you're out in the field, of course, use your discretion. It's been a long winter and much has changed. There may be mice out there who require your assistance.
Of course. I will keep on lookout. Are there any small settlements between our destinations that we should be wary of?
You will pass through Ivydale or Shaleboro, depending on the path you take. But otherwise, your only destinations are the places you are delivering mail.
Very well. Is everybody ready?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Then I suggest we stop wasting time and be on our way.
Okay. So you head out immediately?
Get maps.
Yeah, with maps, food. I assume we already have food, and we knew we were going on a mission. So we brought all the bells and whistles and all that.
Simon.
Yes.
This is your first real mission. Would you like to say goodbye to your parents before you go?
No, we're coming back.
Well, yes, but it will be quite some time before we return. This is not a short trip. We'll be seeing four separate destinations. It may take an entire season's worth.
I said goodbye before I reported today.
Very well.
So, are we going through... Would you guys like to go through Ivydale or Shaleboro?
Why don't we take the direct route and go between them?
What do we know about the two paths that we could take?
We could ask the inn lady, see if anybody has any information about the paths.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what do we,
Oh, I wish we had a weather watcher who could tell
about
us.
About this path. It's like, what? I'm not entirely familiar with the Mouseguard map still, so.
Okay, well, there's a direct route that cuts between Ivydale and Shalebrook and goes directly to Elmos.
How well travels the path?
Probably not very, because there's not a lot of traffic between Elmos and Lockhaven through the winter. and you're going to find that with most paths. The path from Lockhaven to Ivydale should be pretty clear. They're close enough together that even winter, mice will travel between them.
Well, we're not exactly hurting for time. And Walman isn't here to continuously urge us along.
I prefer being prudent as well. And maybe we'll get some more information about the trail in Ivydale.
Seems like maybe there are people who need help along the way.
There'll likely be some small settlements on the way. We can check up on them, see if we have any messages for them as well.
And we can stop to restock our supplies if we stop at a bigger settlement on our way.
Excellent thinking.
John, what are you doing?
I have proposed a route.
But we just decided in character that we were going to go through Ivydale.
Yeah, Ivydale is just as direct as that route.
Yeah, that's the long way around.
Going through
Ivydale is literally just as direct as the drunken line you drew.
Shaleboro would be the long way around. Ivydale is clear, short, there's a settlement on the way, and it is easily the safest path.
You're
not only that,
sir, I don't need to listen to you.
Hey, because I am your control leader, and if you don't want to listen to me, we can go back to the matriarch and discuss it.
An important part of
path.
Being in the Mouse Guard is listening to your superiors and learning from them, not berating them.
Now, how dead do you want to be if you don't listen to me?
I am sorry for speaking out of turn. Lead on.
Important aspects being in the Mouse Guard is unity. You should all travel together. But if you want to go on your own through this path, you're more than welcome to.
He can't go alone because he'll fuck up and then the mail won't be delivered.
Nobody's going alone ever. You always stick with your buddy. Unless you're told by the matriarch not to.
We should make for Ivywood. I mean, Ivydale.
Ivydale.
Blah, blah, blah. Sorry.
Ivydale. Onward ho!
Ivydale, let's go.
Okay, quick question. You guys have friends in several of these states, or people you know. Do you have any plans of making visits along the way?
No.
The people I know are in the opposite direction.
I know somebody in Black Rock. It's not really close by.
You also have an enemy in Spruce Talk.
Who, me? No.
No, Myra.
I have an enemy.
And
in Spruce Talk.
Raggedy Andy has a crowd of robots.
Ragalock. It's Ragalock.
Yes,
right?
Yes it is. And I have no one to visit along the proposed route. I guess I could visit my parents' graves.
Where are they?
Ivydale.
Aww.
The place you wanted to avoid.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't imagine we will need to rush on our way out of Ivydale, so if you do need to if you would like to stop and take some time, you're more than welcome to.
Just like I was more than welcome to go alone into the wilderness to die like my parents.
Oh, don't listen to him. If you need a paw to cry on, I'm right here listening for you.
Yes,
this is going to be an issue. Maybe we could go through Shaleboro so you can visit your family.
Nope, our patrol leader has spoken. I will follow the advice, the commands of my leaders. I will bring a libation to pour out at the gravesite.
Pour a 40 for the dead.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy one when I'm there, because presumably I'm learning about Ivydale on the way to Ivydale. Like, learning about you and your horrific orphaned past. Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne.
Regolith.
Batmouse.
Okay.
If this is a very serious issue for you, and you really truly do not wish to go to Ivydale, we can take the longer way around.
We didn't know of your previous history with the place before, and that's really something we're concerned about, as your brothers and sisters in Mouseguard.
I would not be a Mouseguard if I let the past intimidate me. We shall go to Ivydale. No.
But you would also not be a mouse guard if you did not feel compassion for your past.
You know, if we come to that point and you would like some help in confronting the evils of your past, then we are there for you.
If you think you can handle it, let's go.
Thank you.
Okay. Your journey to Ivydale is easy. Roads were trafficked even in winter, and you find them clear and safe. You have no particular business in the city except for apparently stopping at Ragalok's family crypt, which is to say burial mounds.
I'd like to stop in the inn and purchase booze to pour on the mound, and also ask about the path to Elmos along there.
That's a good idea. We should find out about the path ahead.
It pays to be prepared.
Sure.
Like you should make some sort of check.
Have some sort of social circles checking mechanism.
What? Really? I can't just, like, talk to a innkeeper and be like, yo, what's the weather like?
Sure. You go into the local tavern and buy yourself some liquor.
I'll just take Joseph's head.
Chatting him up about the roads, he tells you that, as far as he knows, it's basically clear from Ivydale to Spruce Tuck, because those are big cities, so they get some traffic, but once you start to get out to the deep south, you're probably going to deal with paths that are no longer paths, because winter has wiped them away.
Good to know. I guess we can take a provisions in Spruce Tuck then, because I don't want to lug all this kind of gear to Spruce Tuck and beyond.
Well, we have supplies to get us to Almos.
Okay. Smashing!
If we're going to be trailblazing, we may want to take some extra supplies once we get there.
Oh, agreed.
The going will be slow as we recreate the paths that have been washed away by winter.
From what I know of being raised in Spruce Tuck, was it reasonable to expect I can purchase or procure a heavier kind of equipment when I get there for serious trailblazing, like those, you know, those tennis rackets that people put on their feet to walk on snow.
Snowshoes. Is there snow on the ground still, Nick?
There's patches of frost, but there's no serious snow accumulation.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
Because then like just make tunnels.
More like you're worrying about mud. Because it's just the ground is wet and sucking, and mud is kind of a serious issue when you're a mouse, because if it's deep enough mud, it can pull you in and suffocate you.
And everything will stay in my beautiful white fur, so gotta be careful of that.
Does anybody have a rope and a grappling hook, by the way?
No.
Who? Didn't one of us choose, like, a hook and needle or whatever?
That might have been Kevin.
Oh, yes. That would be Walmond. It may be prudent for us, if not for battle, but for a tool, to get a rope and some hooks. Just in case.
I have
some
rope.
A hook in line.
I already have group with me because I'm always prepared, but
Can I procure a hook and line?
Aldous suggested it, so now I'm going to do it.
Yeah. It would be the best idea at the moment.
Is there a hook and line shop?
I'm sure in Spruce Tuck we'll be able to procure supplies.
I would know, but I don't actually know.
We might need it before then.
Nick never answered my question about heavy equipment like snowshoes!
Well, first of all, you would make your own snowshoes. You guys don't carry a lot of shit because you are mice. So, if you want snowshoes, you're going to make them out of acorn caps.
I want a hook and line.
Alright, well. I would suggest all the materials I need. I would suggest before we jump the gun on getting all the supplies that we may not actually need, we check to see what the trails are like. Now, if the trails are too harsh, we can always turn back and get more supplies. Again,
but I want to know that it's a possibility to get them at Spruce Talk. If they're only available in Lockhaven, the further we get...
If you're looking for stuff like rope and a hook and line, yes, they will be available in pretty much any town.
Spruce Tuck's
specialties are scientists and apothecaries.
They have all kinds of gadgets.
Oh, I want to pick up some fancy-smelling herbs. I like good-smelling things. Except I don't, because they alert predators that I'm around.
I'm writing down the hook and line that I've procured.
Oh, well, you're going to need to make a resources test for that, so no, you're not.
Then you should acknowledge that I want to procure a hook and line.
Are you procuring a hook and line in Ivydale?
Yes.
Okay, make me an Obstacle 3 resources.
Obstacle 3?
You are trying to acquire a weapon.
But my resources even is right now.
Well, this is going to be hard. I got 0 successes.
Oh. Do you tax resources in this, like Burning Wheel?
I do not believe so. No.
That's great.
Well, there's a special condition I can apply to resources. But I'm not going to in this case. You wander all over town trying to barter your way into getting a hook and line for the no money that you have. And you come away empty-handed and forced to return to your mentor and tell him that you failed. And it makes you angry.
Man.
So you can go ahead and apply the angry condition.
Oh, what does angry do?
It's on page 123.
Yes. Your life is frustrating. Being angry subtracts 1 from your disposition for any conflict that uses will as its base. So, if pretty much arguments and social conflicts.
I'm extremely angry right now.
Can I calm him down?
You cannot. He's just going to be frustrated. On the player's turn, he will get an opportunity to calm himself. Okay, so you guys done in Ivydale?
Do you want to roleplay out going to your parents' mound and dousing it with booze?
I think it would be beyond describing it in those words.
I would also like to pour booze on his crypt, or whatever the tradition entails. It's a show of camaraderie between us as kinsmen or something.
Thanks, Myra. You're a better mentor than Walmond was.
give him a chance. He would definitely do the same if he was here.
Walmond's confidence is not in his compassion, it is in
scan the horizon for everything. Is anything suspicious within like a mile of where I am right now?
No, you're in the middle of Ivydale. It is a harvester town. So there's harvesting and weaving industries. Nothing
I wonder if Gaunt is running the trails between Copperwood to Ivydale.
Who?
My friend.
Okay. So you folks set out from Ivydale, and you find the beginning of the trip pretty easy. You reach Elmos, which is built into the burrows beneath the giant elm tree. You are familiar with this reputation that the outside of this tree grows a special moss that has varied medicinal purposes. Although the people of Elmos don't really know what to do with it, so they send it over to the scientists in Sprucetuck.
We should look to see if they need any ported over while we're on our way there.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, everybody's in need of medicine. Because
and since we've just delivered a satchel of mail, we have extra room to carry it.
Wait, are we dropping it off at Elmos? Is that a
drop-off? We are doing a drop-off at Elmos, yes.
Basically, you go into the town center, start going through the mail and calling out names. And people,
town crier style.
Yeah, people come up and claim their letters. You collect some moss for delivery and head to Sprucetuck and do much the same. You find these journeys easy, and it falls into a routine of you go from town to town and basically hand out letters. Everybody's glad to see you, both because most people like the guard and you're bringing the mail. And it'll be the first contact they've had with their loved ones in a season.
Oh my god, I love mailmen. How much do I appreciate mailmen right now?
Yeah, we are pretty great.
Mailmen?
Simon, remember that many people love the Mouse Guard, but this respect is not something that should be abused.
Right.
Hey, Ragaloth, just because everybody is acting like they're really grateful, you should always be on your guard, because there might be somebody out there who doesn't belong.
My spear is always at my side, Nev.
Good. Prudence and preparedness go hand in hand. Okay, so are we in Sprucetuck now?
Now we're on the hard part of the journey.
Yes. The easy part out of the way. You guys set out for Duragift. And as you reach the alleged path...
Oh, wait.
Oh, I'm
Can
sorry.
Can I create
Before
in some moss for medicine? Because I like medicine. I want to have medicine on a dangerous
Before we
path.
Go to... I was going to say, before we leave Sprucetuck, we should probably get some of those supplies that I was suggesting.
Okay.
Now would be a good time for us to try and procure a
hook and line.
A hook and line. We also may want to get something that will help us cut through the any brush that's starting to pop back up. Any fallen trees, storms in the winter. Some sort of axe-like thing. Yes, I was going to suggest an axe because I don't think we have little mouse machetes.
Why not? Why would we have little mouse axes? But like, a machete's out of the question.
I didn't see it in the book.
Oh, hey, I have a sword!
Okay. Albus, you want to make me an Obstacle 3 resources test to get survival tools?
I think it would be good for us to... Where's my resources? Ah, here they are. 6. Okay.
Holy shit.
Troll leaders are rolling in dough. I'm probably not... One, two. Oh wow, 2 successes on 3 dice. I mean, on 6 dice. That sucks.
Oh well.
Well, we have the money, but I guess we don't have any to spare.
Well, you go around, Sprucetuck. And you buy yourself some tools. You think you actually get a pretty good deal.
Yeah!
And I'm sure nothing will possibly go wrong with these tools.
Never. Never at all. Alright, so...
Oh,
just for,
I see what you did there.
Just for writing downing's sake, we've got a hook and line. And, do we want a small woodcutter's axe? Like a hatchet or something?
Yeah, I'll carry it.
And, Natasha, you said you wanted to get some medicine?
Can I use my own funds? I don't, like, no offense, dude, but I gotta show my, I think I'll tender paw. What's what?
Alright. Awesome. Actually, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. We'll each gather resources for ourselves and our tender paw.
I kind of just plan on getting rope and using my sword as a cutting the thing, and what else do I need?
Well, that's really not the best
candles.
Idea.
What, rope and candles is a bad idea?
No, using your sword to clear through brush isn't the best idea. You really should try and keep it as sharp as you can, just in case...
Yeah, you'll dull your weapon, and then it won't be ready if we find a weasel or something.
Remember, preparation.
Yeah, but I don't... Like, he's not going to want to carry an axe.
No,
I'm
but it's
carrying
best
an axe for Albus.
Yeah, well, you're not my dinner fault, right? Well, what do you think? Hey, let's go and procure out. We'll be fine. Thank you for your input. I'll take into consideration. We'll be back here in, like, I don't know, half an hour or something.
Okay. So, Myra and Ragalok are going out to buy medicine and supplies.
Yeah!
Okay, make me an Obstacle 3 resources. If you want, one of you can help the other.
Whoa, you want to help me, dog? I got 3 dice. Or not 3, I think I have 5 resources. Let me check.
Mr. Albus, I think she just blew you off.
No, that's not what happened.
It's alright.
Yeah. You have haggling as well, don't you?
I do have haggling.
Haggling's a thing?
Oh my god, I'm a haggler. What does that do exactly?
You can attempt to lower the price of what you're buying by haggling.
Oh, I roll dice for that?
Yeah, in this case it's just going to be a simple opposed test because it's not a big deal haggling. So it's your haggling versus that mouse's will.
Oh, well, I got 1 for haggling. 1 success.
Okay, that mouse also got 1 success. Which means there's a special thing for ties in here.
Whoa! Defenders don't automatically win? You know, I should probably not have any more coffee.
Wait, you made more coffee?
No, it didn't happen. Dude, we're out of milk. I'm drinking a pack of sugar. This is the worst day.
Wrestle time.
Oh, I love having dice, and I like that they're all D5. Like, I can't imagine, like, having a bunch of funny-shaped dice. D20s and D12s. D6s. D6s. I'm sorry. I'm retarded.
Yeah. She's not natively from America. She doesn't know the numbers in English entirely. Yep.
Giggity.
Okay, do you have any trait that might break the tie?
Trait. Well, trait? I'm rational and sharp-eyed. Those are my traits. Those both sound very haggleristic, if you ask me.
Do they? How so?
Well, you have to use reason and logic for finding excellent deals. And sharp-eyed is like an eye out for those excellent deals. And then rational is also used to be like, wow, 5 acorns for a hook and line, that is unreasonable. I better just walk away. That's being rational. Saying no to your impulsiveness.
I'm willing to accept sharp-eyed as breaking the tie.
Okay. Hooray!
So you can reduce that to an obstacle 2 resources.
Oh man, 5 dice, don't mind if I do. Let's see, what color dice am I gonna use? I like these colors. Okay. Did you want to help Ragalok, or are you not interested?
My parents, may they rest in peace, told me to husband my resources carefully.
Oh, that's very wise of them. Let's see. Well, I got 3 successes.
Okay, you procure your medicine and candles and travel supplies.
Fantastic. Are they of excellent quality?
They are of good quality.
Okay. I guess I'll meet up with Albus and his tender boat, or whatever it's called.
Tender boat?
Tender boot?
Ah.
I like tender boot, because boots are youngins in the military.
Have you acquired your, have you acquired what you need?
I have you?
Yes.
Fantastic. But
I would know what it is that you picked up, just in case we may need it on the road.
Alright, travel supplies. I caved in and got an axe, because brush and rope and candles, because you can never have enough candles. Oh my god.
Very prudent idea. We may also be able to... We may also be able to burn through some of the brush in our way, provided we control the flame.
Oh, gosh, I really wish we had a weather watcher for that, because I wouldn't try that unless we knew where the winds were going and the imminence of tornadoes and hurricanes. It's just, it's tricky business being a ranger.
Hurricanes?
I'm sure we can apply good sense to the situation.
We'll do our best. And we're off!
Okay, so now that you guys have supplied up, you leave Spruce Duck and find the road to Gil Pledge, much less a road and more of, well, sucking mud and ice melt that have completely obliterated anything close to a path. Even small patches of snow still linger here.
This is like we're trailblazing.
I read this is terrible.
This is terrible, but this is part of the job. It's an honor being part of the Mouse Guard, and this is what it entails. Remember to keep your eyes open for anything odd or suspicious.
Simon. I wish Walmond was here to find a path around the mud.
I agree. Wait, what does scouting do? What can I do with scout?
Sneak up on
things. Observation, sneaky.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the skill you're really looking for right here is Pathfinder.
Is anybody a Pathfinder? Hey!
Yes, Albus.
Consider this a lesson. Find us a path through the mud. We'll be right behind you. And I would not be afraid either.
We chop, like, a twig or something, and then use it as a platform to walk across the mud?
A good idea. Another good idea might be to test how deep the mud is whenever we come across it.
Wait, testing how deep it is by getting
We're talking about days of trekking through the mud, so cutting yourself a bridge one time isn't really going to help.
No. But a good idea would be to test how deep the mud is at any given time.
We can make snowshoes from mud. Because the surface area will help with the tension on top of the mud, and we could... No, that wouldn't be a good idea, because...
Can we make a boat?
I don't think we can make a boat through the mud.
A boat?
A sludge gondola.
I think, no matter what happens, we're going to have some situation wherein we wade through the mud.
We should go around the mud.
Is that possible to go around the mud?
Won't we be able to find our way through the mud? I don't have Pathfinder, by the way, guys.
Walman told me that it was important to find a dry campsite and let your fur dry out at the end of the day.
Well, regardless, Simon has been assigned this task. So unless he is going to refuse, he's making a pathfinding test.
Can I help him by cutting a staff or something?
Can
that
we
make
tame
it easier?
Needles or something to go across the mud on the backs? I am insectus.
Oh, I want to talk to birds. And I want to ask them if they know of any dry land.
Yeah, they fly.
Yeah, but they have an eye, and they can tell something.
Nick, if Simon does fail at this, I would like to go with the idea of using, using cut sticks and twigs to test the depth of the mud and make sure that they're, what we would do is we would test how deep the mud is and we would wade through the shallower parts and mark the trail as we go along.
Okay. So, Simon, you are making a Pathfinder test. The obstacle is 6.
What the fuck? That's so many highness. Like, even if I had pathfinding, that would be outrageous.
It's okay. I've got survivalist. If you fuck up, we'll still live.
Well, I don't I shouldn't challenge you on this, but I was going to say that maybe it doesn't have to be a pathfinding check if we can find some, like, more ingenious way around it.
Like, Insectress to train beetles that can walk across it. They have big...
Because we're going to run into a wild patch of beetles.
Yes.
I want to talk
to the wilds.
Birds.
Where else would you find beetles?
Let me talk to birds
I don't. I don't see this as like one of those. You know, okay, we have to try and find a path through. I mean, if we can make one.
Yes, you guys are making a path. It's what you're doing. It's part of your jobs as the mouse guard.
Yeah. So
we really have to make it. We can't find
a path. Then I wouldn't say that pathfinding. Applies here because that would be finding a path that already exists. Whereas
pathfinding encompasses creation of roads.
250 or something.
Okay.
We're not creation of roads, but like we're making the paths that everybody will use right now.
Makes and marks paths between the mouse towns and cities and to various resources and landmarks. It is one of the most important skills.
Like, years ago, somebody had a pathfinding test here
at the
spot. Pathfinders
can use maps from cartographers as supplies.
So...
we have maps?
Yes. You went out and got maps. You can add an extra die for having a map for this.
Do you have Scout, Hunter, or Weather Watcher?
I do. I have Scout.
I wish I could help you with something. I probably
have Hunter.
You can help him with Scout. If I could finish a goddamn sentence, I would like to tell you guys about rewards, but apparently that's not a thing I have to do.
Right. Okay. So, Pathfinder.
Everyone with one fate and one persona. What fate does in this game is... it allows you to open-end a roll, essentially. Any sixes you get, you pick them up and roll them again to try to get additional successes. Persona can do two things. It can add a die up to three dice, just like it did in Burning Wheel, or you can use it to tap your nature, meaning you add your nature to the roll. Just add... if you have a nature of 4, you add 4 dice to it. The downside to this is that failure, or doing things that are outside of the mouse nature, which is basically running, hiding, foraging, depletes it. And its depleted nature is hard to recover. Something else you can always do is... make a nature test in place of whatever skill there is. So, you can use your nature in place of any relevant skill. If you are acting with your nature and you succeed, there's no penalty. If you are acting against your nature, it is automatically depleted by 1. So if you were using your nature to forage and succeeded, that's well within a mouse's nature. If you were using it to fight and succeed, it depletes your nature. If you fail, your nature is taxed by the margin of failure. So, just things you could do to improve your chances on this pathfinding test.
Is pathfinding within my nature?
It is not.
Oh, really?
Nick, if your nature is depleted to 0... Now, when your nature is depleted due to success at some or failure at something that is against your nature, is that permanent or is it recoverable over time?
It is recoverable. You recover your nature when you rest in winter. You can get nature back by delivering prologues to at the beginning of the game of what happened last session. Yeah, nature recovers slowly, but it does recover.
Okay.
So, if I'm making an untrained roll, what do I start with?
You start with your health. Add all the bonus dice you get. So I think, you're getting one from the tools and then people are helping you.
Uh-huh.
And then when you have that total number, cut it in half.
So I have 6 from health, 7 from tools, 8 from, can I fork in help or scout from myself?
No, you can't. You can just get help from other people.
Oh, anyone?
I can help you. I can help with Hunter.
I would love to help.
8 or survivalist.
Is it possible to give more than one helping die if my skill is mad awesome?
No.
But you are offering a helping die?
Yes.
So I'm up to 9?
Yes, she's helping with scout and Tom is helping with survivalist.
What about you, Ragalak? You want to help me with this?
I thought there was a limit of one helper. Am I wrong?
Oh, is there?
I don't believe that's the case, but you could be correct.
That would suck.
I mean, I will gladly help with a hunter, if it's permitted.
Where would it be if it were in here? Helping, limits of helping, helping allowed.
But then again, I thought forks were in here somewhere too, but...
Helping. Oh.
Go on.
I'm looking for helping.
Yes, as am I.
Resources, circles, yada yada, supplies, skills.
It'd be nice if helping was in the index.
It's teamwork on page 93.
Oh, that's so far back from where I'm looking.
Makes a roll on the helper's given dice. The tool asks the team to overcome the obstacle. No, I don't see any rule about one helper. Help is situational. It must make sense to the players. The GM is the final arbiter on who and what can help and what can't help. If you help, then you are bound by the conditions of failure. So anyone who had helped Simon on his earlier resources test would have also been angry at the failure.
Nobody helped me, though.
Yes, as we keep using it as an example.
You didn't ask for help.
I didn't know it was a thing.
Welcome to the mouse guard.
What? Okay. So that brings me to a grand total with all the helpings of 10 dice. So cut that in half. It's 5 dice. And if I can use a persona and add my nature to that number? Or would that be before it's cut in half?
Oh, that's a fantastic question.
Oh, I bet it would be in the area about beginner's locking.
Yes. I imagine you are correct.
They're added after the having.
Yeah, it says persona points and tapping nature added after the number of dice is halved.
Okay. Held.
Alrighty, so 9d6.
Okay.
And I have spent my persona.
And no matter what, your nature is going to be depleted by at least 1. Otherwise, if you fail, it will be depleted by the margin of failure.
I hope I don't fail.
Alright.
What
I can still use a fate afterward, right? To reroll 6.
Yes.
Right. What happens when your nature is fully depleted?
You are cast out.
Oh. It goes down permanently by 1?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
What is the obstacle?
6.
Oh, I'm gonna use a fate point. Well, that was uneventful.
Hooray!
I got 5 successes.
That is Far better than I expected.
I need to count again, because I need to be sure. Okay, yeah, I got 5 successes.
Okay. Well, your nature is depleted by 1.
Total 1, or 1 plus extra 1?
Total 1. It's depleted by the margin of failure, which is 1.
Oh, that was so close, dude.
Oh, I thought it was automatically by 1. And then
no, if you succeeded, it would be depleted by 1, because you're doing something against your nature.
Oh, no, I have a depleted nature.
You do.
Oh, no.
Wow. You're a little bit strange.
I'm still at 3.
Okay. You head out into the muck and patches of snow and melt water. It is a long and unpleasant journey, with Simon blazing the trail.
I did my best.
You are making slow progress, but still progress in the right direction. Simon spots for you a hollow stump that seems to be on dry land. As it's approaching sunset, so you guys have somewhere to make camp for the night.
Good job.
As Simon goes to enter the stump, he stumbles in on a rather surprised-looking raven. And starts flapping its wings.
Are ravens angry at us?
They could be. Dun, dun, dun!
You can see that it is eyeing your mail satchel with its shiny buckle.
Well, he can't have it.
Are you going to call for help, dude?
Help!
I'm going to
observe what's going on.
Simon! Oh,
surely attentive.
Going to rush to help him, because if I don't, I'm going to be frozen in place by fear.
Alright, let's... Good work.
Defend the mail with my shield.
Go, Ruggalock, to arms!
No, we're not going to fight it.
I'm shielding the mail. Should we back up?
Back off, out of the stump.
Ruggalock screaming and running out the raven.
Oh, God.
No, he's not. I'm going to grab him.
Well, now he's screaming and being grabbed.
Calm down.
Well, this raven is going for the mail. Well, you guys are faffing about being mice.
Yeah, I'm going to,
protecting the mail.
He's oddly unmouse-like. It's very unnerving.
Can I, can I grab, what do you call it,
Ruggalock.
No, Simon's mail satchel and, like, toss the buckle at him? Give him, like, offer him the buckle and keep the satchel.
Hmm.
I have a knife. Can I cut it loose?
Yeah, you want to try making me... Make me a lore mouse roll.
Lore mouse?
That is the skill for knowing about animals.
Oh, I wish I was doing something, because I have lore mouse.
All right.
I want to talk to the bird and tell it to be calm.
I don't have lore mouse, so,
So you can make me a will, or you can use your nature?
I'll make a will. What's the obstacle first?
It is going to be opposed by this raven's nature.
Okay, well...
But I just rolled it, and it is 2.
Okay, well, I have 5 will dice, so... Would that be cut in half, because I don't have lore mouse?
Use your nature, yo!
Round it up or round it down?
Round it up.
Okay, so it's 3. Can I put my nature into this?
If you spend a persona to do it.
I will do
Can't
so.
Can't you just use the nature like, as a roll without...
No, it's...
this seems like it would be in my mouse's nature. But, like, just end the fight, get away, take whatever you want, go. Because it's being skittish.
Alright, I'm sorry.
Non-confrontational.
Would, Now, if I'm adding my nature to this role, is that after I have it or before? I forgot.
It's after you have it.
Okay, so now I'm rolling 6 dice here. three, four. Okay. Four successes.
Okay. As the rest of you are readying for combat, or in some cases, attempting to initiate it, Alvis grabs the mail sack, just hacks off the buckle and tosses it at the raven, who scoops it up in his mouth, in his beak. Regalok, are you still going to attack the bird?
I'm still screaming. Until it either flies or backs off, I don't think I'm gonna calm down.
Is my nature depleted, by the way, Nick?
Yes. By one.
Wait, it's always depleted by one?
No, only when you temporarily do things outside of your nature.
This is not outside Mouse's nature.
This is way too rational to be inside a mouse's nature.
Okay, I will tell you the exact thing that it says on the sheet for what is in a mouse's nature. It is a very limited list. Where are your character sheets?
I should open that up, huh?
Yeah, if you guys were using the actual really good character sheets for this game.
Well, I'm looking.
I don't see any character sheet in the book.
There's one on the wiki.
I'm actually making my own character sheet now.
One on the wiki has this information. For anyone.
Okay, yes. So, things that are within your nature are escaping, climbing, hiding, and foraging.
This is like escaping.
It's not escape.
This is the opposite of escaping.
Okay. Well, so, this raven scoops up the shiny buckle. Rags, you are no longer being restrained because Alvis can't do both of those things. So are you going to continue charging it, or are you going to stand there and scream?
No, I'm charging.
Okay. Then
can I tackle him to make sure he doesn't?
No.
Could she tackle me to make sure she... I don't?
No.
Didn't he just say no?
I was trying to express my willingness to be tackled out of characters.
Okay, so we are going into an animal conflict.
Oh no, man. This is awful. This is terrible.
This sucks.
Awful.
Okay, so anyone who wants to not engage in this conflict is welcome to do so.
I would.
Otherwise, you need to determine teams. There's four of you, so it'll probably be two teams, unless you all want to crowd into one.
What effect does the teaming thing have? Aren't we all on the same team?
Conflicts break down into teams that have separate sort of hit points, and they can have separate goals. Essentially, you rotate your actions in a team. So each team gets three actions, but it can't just be, you know, Albus can't make three attacks in a row. You know, he might attack, and then the next role is Simon.
So, like, we'll have joint hit points, and we share actions.
Yes.
I think that the two tender paws should be split up because we'll have lots of hit points for each team.
Actually, if I wanted to just tell the raven to get the hell out of there and not attack it, would I not be in a team?
I don't think that's going to happen with a, there's a mouse running at it with a weapon.
I can't tell him to be like, yo, run away, dude. That's not a thing you can say.
You certainly can. But there's a mouse running at it with a weapon. So you think it's going to do whatever it's going to do. And it is past the point of reasoning with it.
Okay, well, I guess I'll be on the team with the psycho mouse then. And I want my first action to be like, yo, Raven, get the hell out of there! Bad vibes! I don't know.
Seems like a waste of action.
I want to try.
I don't know. It just seems like a thing you could do for free to no effect, and then do an actual fight action.
Oh, okay. And I'll do that one, what he suggested. Because that sounds rational.
Okay, so Mentors and Tenderpaws are each forming teams. So, you guys need to determine your conflict goals. This Raven's goal is to steal Rag's mailbag and run away. Because it's also got something shiny on it.
Oh, no.
The fuck are you charged in there with the mail?
What do you want to do, Regalok?
My objective is to drive it away.
At this point, just me and Rag still have mailbags, right?
Yes.
Because we've delivered 2 bags of mail, and I assume the Tenderpaws will be the first to carry.
Of course.
Okay, so Team Myra and Ragalok, is their goal is to drive the Raven away?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Team Albus and Simon?
We have to get Rag's mailbag, right?
Yeah, we have to keep Rag's mailbag safe, which means cut the buckle from that one as well.
Okay. This is a fight animal type conflict, which means your starting disposition is you can cast either Fighter or Hunter and add it to a base of either Health or Nature. And each team does that. You can provide health to people on your team if you have appropriate skills.
Wait, we choose who does the test out of both of us?
Yes.
I have Health 6 and Fighter 3.
I have Health 6.
I have Fighter health pretty awesome, I think. Yeah, Fighter 4.
Health 6 is higher than Fighter 5.
I have, Health 4 and Fighter 5.
Yes, you can also use Hunter or Nature. Yes, your base can either be Health or Nature, and your tested skill can either be Fighter or Hunter.
I want to fight.
So, Natasha, I would have 9 dice. How many would you be doing?
I'm adding my Health and my Doodle.
Your base is not rolled. So Health or Nature isn't rolled. It's just a static number that you add your number of successes from the test to.
So a high static number is worth a lot.
Yes.
Okay.
I have Fighter 4, and I have Health 6.
For our team.
I guess you're doing it then.
And, Matt.
What?
You have a Health 6?
Yes.
Then I only have a Health 4, but I have a Fighter 5.
That's a lower number than 6, both of those.
Yep, so I think that you may want to be the one to make the roll here.
So am I rolling Health or am I rolling Fighter?
You're rolling Fighter and adding it to your Health.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to roll a number now?
Yeah. Okay.
You roll Fighter and add it to Health.
Fighter 4. Where the dice is that? Oh, wow. There's a lot of open in that.
Oh, does wearing armor add anything to this?
I don't know. You have the armor. Look up what it does.
I have light armor. Do you have light armor?
Yep.
Have light armor.
Would it be in weapons? Nearby weapons? Conditions? No. Recovery? That's not it.
Plus 1 die to your disposition roll.
So yes, it's an extra die on your disposition roll.
Hooray! Right.
Yes, light armor plus 1 die in your disposition roll to a fight.
That's great.
Holy cow! I don't get open-ended. Instead, I'm going to take my 4 successes and add my 6 health to that and do something with 10.
Okay. I've only got one success.
So what's your total?
7.
Okay. So that number is your disposition. It is essentially kind of your hit points for the battle, but losing it all doesn't mean that you are dead, just that you do not accomplish your goal. So in this instance, the raven isn't setting out to kill you. He's setting out to steal your mail and run away.
Which we have to prevent at all costs.
Well, I wish you had gotten it just because it's 10.
Well, this was our test mission, so yes, at all costs.
We'll see how that goes. Concentrate on getting that buckle.
I wish I could talk to Ragalok, but currently he's in a foaming stupor trying to attack a raven.
Well, the raven's going to fuck him up sideways unless we do something to interfere.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I got this. I have a disposition of 10, I say out of character.
Okay, so next up, you guys are planning 3 actions. Now, there are 4 different types of actions. You can attack, defend, maneuver, or feint. You need to pick your 3 actions. The same character can't make an action twice in a row. So if Team Myra and Ragalok choose attack, feint, defend, then it could be, you know, Rags attacks, Myra feints, and then Rags defends. Unless you're on a team by yourself, obviously.
Oh man, we gotta like discuss this in chat.
And in essence, attack is moves towards directly achieving your goal. That may not mean directly attacking the creature. So, for instance, Albus and Simon, their attack might be hacking off the shiny things from their backs. Defend against attacks, and if you do well enough, it can actually add to your disposition, but it can't go over the maximum. So it's kind of a healing thing, too.
Disposition.
Whatever you rolled. So your max disposition is 10. So if you take some damage to that, later on you can defend and...
Can you maneuver another, like, dot, like, tackle, say, a tender boot who doesn't know any better out of the way and then defend them?
Yes. That would be a defend action.
But it says for defend, disposition can't go higher than the starting total, so there's no point in starting with defend.
Well, it opposes attacks, so if the raven attacks, the defense helps. They'll subtract successes from the attack, possibly down to nothing. Maneuver puts you in a better position. You can use it to get yourself advantage dice or hinder your enemies.
Team Ragamire is ready for round uno.
I have set my actions.
Is there enough time to get more coffee?
Do you really need more coffee?
No. I don't, but I like how it tastes.
Alright, I think we're good.
Okay. Winston says meow.
Oh, Winston, hello to you too.
Okay,
by
Okay, so this first thing the Raven's going to try to do, action one, is maneuver. It wants to get itself in a better position. It's going to wheel around with its wings and try to get a clear shot at the bag.
All right. Do we announce our actions as well?
Yes.
Okay. Well, action
ours is
one
maneuver.
For, yeah, action one for team Albus Simon is maneuver. Simon maneuver, actually.
To try and block the bird.
Yeah, we're gonna try and get him. We're gonna try and get in between him and the whatchamacallity thing.
The tender boot.
Tender paw.
Team Myrag would like Ragalock to attack. Maybe. Is that an attack? Is that what you want to do? What do you want to do? I don't know.
You
I
wrote you down the script. You said
but
attack.
It's your action. You should do your action.
All right.
Yeah, but you guys determine the script together. So, attack.
Wait,
it
both
is
teams can, or each right. team?
Each team. Each team. Sets its own script.
Rags will enact the scripted attack by jumping in the Raven's face like a crazy mouse and jabbing his spear in his general eye direction. While foaming at the mouth.
Okay, so this Raven, his attack is versus, or your attack is versus his maneuver. For Team Albus, you get to make an independent test, because he is also maneuvering and you can just maneuver at the same time. So that's quite good for you, because the independent test obstacle for a maneuver is zero.
Alright.
Let me.
So what are we rolling for attack?
That is a fantastic question. Okay.
There's a chart on the character sheet in the wiki.
That character sheet we totally should have used.
Oh, as a second page. Interesting.
Yeah, for fight animal attack is fighter or hunter.
Yes.
Do you have any of those, Regalox?
Fighter or hunter is used for attack and feint. Defense and maneuver may be done with lore mouse or nature.
You ate an entire bag of pretzel chips.
Well, bring up bullshit. So, I roll nature for assignments? Or lore
mouse? If you're maneuvering, yes, you can use lore mouse or nature.
All right. So I have to use fighter. Is there anything that I should be thinking about to get more dice?
I can find that out for you.
What sort of weapon are you using?
Spear.
Okay, you should look up what spear does.
A spear does a plus one die to maneuver.
Okay, so it doesn't help you here.
Nope.
You can fork in, help with hunter and appropriate waifu.
Can you help yourself?
No.
You need other people to help.
Never mind, just kidding. Should I help you?
What about I am wise? Or does he, if he has any fields of knowledge?
Yes, if you have any related wises, you can use those.
No. Traits are...
I'll help you with fighter.
Traits would be advantage dice as well.
Yes, do you have a relevant trait?
Got tough. Which seems like it would be pertinent to a fight.
Yes, but I don't think tough would be pertinent to charging at it. And, you know, I'd buy it for defense or something. Well, justify it.
Brawny. He's used to taking a hit, so his motions are going to be more aggravating and in your face than they would be if he wasn't tough and was hanging back and guarding his fragile bone structure.
I'll buy that. You have tough level 1?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that will be your 1 extra die for the session, then.
Okay.
I can't help him with fighting?
You can.
Cool. Alright. With my recovery, my flank. Two successes. Having spent a fate.
Okay. This Raven got 5 successes on his maneuver.
We're all gonna die.
Even in such close quarters?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, that Raven don't fuck around.
He's like huge, though.
He's a Raven. He wheels around outside of Ragalok's spear thrust and positions himself right in line to get that bag. Let's see. He has a margin of success of 3. So he could disarm Rags, or he's going to impede and gain position. So, Team Myra Rag, you are getting -1 die to your next action. And the Raven is getting a +2 die to his next action.
Well, I guess it's a good thing we're defending. Oh, wait, I guess that's terrible.
Simon, you want to make your maneuver?
Yeah. So it uses nature?
Yes, you can use nature or lore mouse.
I don't have lore mouse. Can I use my trait driven? Because this is preventing my mission from being dismantled by the mail being stolen.
Yes.
So that's 1 more dies. Can Albus help me at all for maneuvering? No.
He can. If he has a relevant thing to help with.
I only have my nature. I don't have lore mouse.
That's fine. You can help with your nature. I don't know if that's legit, but I'm going to say you can do it.
Hooray! So that,
okay.
That's two extra
wait,
dies.
Wait, that would be like helping a beginner's luck skill.
Not really. Nature is a skill on its own.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Alright then.
I got 3 successes.
Fantastic. Your independent obstacle is 0, so you have a margin of success of 3. That gives you some choices.
Can we take away the bird's beak?
Actually, can we disarm to take the mailbag away from Ragalok?
Yeah. I thought the mailbag was already lost to the Raven.
No, he's trying to get at it.
I don't think so. That seemed like an attack to me because it's progressing your disposition.
Ah, okay.
So yes, on a margin of success of 3, you can either disarm, removing one of your opponent's weapons, or you can both impede and gain position, which is what this Raven just did, which would give the Raven a -1 D disadvantage to his next action and give you guys +2 dice to your next action.
That seems like that, the thing we should do.
Yeah, because I'm about to do
my
action.
Okay, so you are impeding him and gaining position?
Yes.
Okay, so Simon and Albus move in to protect the mailbag.
Outrageously successfully.
Yes. So much success.
Okay. So, action 2. This Raven has faint. He's going to faint in. Go for the mailbag.
Mirrorag is defending.
That's unfortunate.
We have attack.
Oh, yeah.
That's unfortunate for the Raven.
Oh, yeah.
He can't test if we are attacking while he's fainting. Right? Yeah. Is that how that works?
It says, if played against an attack, the fainting player may not attack or defend. Wait, but they're not attacking or defending, they're fainting.
Blah blah blah, it's a misleading point. Okay, if played in attack, the fainting player gets shut down. If played against a maneuver. Yeah, so he can't defend himself, but his faint still goes through against them. So basically, he has a free shot at them, you have a free shot at him.
Or the bag.
Yes.
So they're just basically, the bag is wide open for whoever wants it. They're letting the bird take it, they're letting us take it.
What else? I can't defend the...
Whoever gets the higher obstacle wins.
I can't defend the bag?
No, he...
Presumably it's on the dude.
He fainted, which means, you know, he moved in one way, and that's where you went to defend, and then basically it was misdirection.
Oh.
So you defended where you thought he was going to attack, and then he just sweeps around from the side to go wide open.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a raven. He wants that bag.
Trixie.
Wait, so faint is in every way better than attack?
No, because it can get shut down if your opponent counterattacks.
Yeah, if you're attacking someone who's fainting, they don't get to hit you, and you get to wallop them.
Oh, but if you're both attacking, then it's just trading blows.
Yeah.
Okay. I get it.
Alright, so does that mean that I get my plus two to my maneuver? I mean, to my attack?
You do. And he gets his minus one, and then plus one. Because he had gained possession, so he was going to get two, but now he only gets one.
Mm-hmm. Can I give a helping for fighting? Yeah.
Okay. So that would be eight dice then.
Did you count the helping?
Yes, I did. That was what that was. Okay. And actually, can I use an IM Wise?
What is it?
Either predator-wise or tenderpaw-wise. If it were tenderpaw-wise, I'd try and predict which way Ragalak was going to go so I could get behind him.
I'll buy tenderpaw-wise. I mean, a raven's not really a predator, but tenderpaw-wise seems appropriate.
Just so that I can try...
Them to pull this stupid shit.
Yeah, it's like, they're gonna do something dumb, I'm going to get behind him and take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
That is a shitload of dice, and that is... And I'm going to open-end this.
Oh, girl. Well. You should wait till after your roll to see if that's worth doing.
I already did that. I already did. And I have things that I can open-end. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 5 successes. That was not a useful open-end.
Ah, did we blow him away, though?
You did not blow him away. He got 6. So you subtracted 5 from his disposition, he subtracted 6 from Iris's disposition.
Ow. Oh, shit. What was your... Oh, you had 10. You're good. You're
that
golden.
Fucking sucks. I have 4.
You guys are golden.
Oh.
You should have scripted a defend to replenish some of that.
We did.
Whoa.
This action.
Well, I guess that didn't go too well for you.
Yeah. I mean...
Maybe you shouldn't have scripted in public to Nick, because he could script against it then.
I actually didn't look at the chat. I was reading the rules while I was scripting. I had no idea what they were doing.
All right. Next exchange.
Oh, this one.
Wait, what does the raven actually do?
I mean, yeah, Nick's volley.
Oh.
Dips, dodge, dive,
yes.
And dodge.
It faints past your defense. It grabs the mailbag and tears it off Ragalok. And is going to fly away with it until, Albus sweeps in and smacks him across the beak, so he drops it.
The bag is now out in the open.
Okay, so action 3. This raven has attack.
We also have attack.
I believe we have maneuver, if I'm... Yes. Is that terrible for us? It's probably terrible for us.
It's an independent thing, so you guys are going to... Oh wait, no, it's versus.
No, well, if the bag has been dropped, and Matt and I are the ones who are going for it, would that mean that it would be his attack versus our attack now?
Yes. Yeah, the two of you were... Basically, you're going to trade blows. You both make attacks, and your successes subtract from each other's disposition.
We have full hit points.
You do.
Boom!
All right, well, Simon, oh, this is all to you.
Oh, shit.
Simon, the bag!
Can I... Fighter? Can I help him die with the fighter?
This is... Are you going for nature or fighter?
I'm going for fighter, because that's an option for fight animal.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's hunter or fighter. You can
attack.
Oh, hunter,
I'm sorry. Ugh.
So,
can I help him out with fighter?
You may.
And then I don't have any other... I already used my trade-a-ma-jig.
So. Do you have any wises?
At Mouse Guard wise, is there an anti-raven mail sealing tactic in the Mouse Guard?
I don't think so.
No. Good effort.
Like, man, the Mouse Guard manual number 339.
Oh, shit. I got three successes, which is okay, I guess.
Okay.
Three is good-ish.
Okay. You got three successes, he got five successes.
Oh. Well, that didn't kill us. We're good.
Yeah.
Myra, you're helping.
What's your disposition at?
Say what?
What's your disposition at?
Two? Well, it was seven, now it's two, if he attacked us. Because seven minus five is two. I still kind of did you guys. It seems easy. Oh, did we kill it?
Did not.
Oh. Well, did we kill the mailbag? Give him the buckle.
No, you guys are still involved in the tug of war with it. Basically, you grab it and keep it for yourself while Albus was trying to keep him at bay, and it's got its beak on it, and it's just pulling. Well, Myra and Ragalock are trying to get themselves into a better position.
Rags is circling around to its blind spot. Myra, you're helping?
Sure. What can I help with maneuver?
More mouse.
All right. I've got more mouse. Three.
Whoa, I was just still at a fate point. Five successes.
That exactly matches his attack successes. So
wait, I thought it was an independent action, since it's not a versus us.
No.
I'm looking at the chart, and it says attack versus maneuver.
It's a versus.
Oh, he's maneuvering. He's attacking with respect to both of us, or?
He's attacking you, but he's moving around while he attacks.
Oh, okay. Like okay. I get it now.
This is terrible.
No, it's not that bad.
Three actions and there's no winner yet, so rescript.
Alright.
Oh man, what are we gonna do?
Die. Like the mice.
Let's not
we basically just alternate, right? So since our last time was Simon, Albus, Simon, it has to be Albus, Simon, Albus this time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And this system seems a little complicated, but it is the exact same system for running arguments or chase scenes or pretty much any big opposing conflict. It's literally the same attack, defend, feint, maneuver. You roll your dispositions and set your goals. So... I am scripted, by the way.
I am scripted.
We're discussing.
My rag is still working it out.
What? Team Sinus is ready.
Just for the record, you should not put the two of us in charge of any military operation.
What could possibly go wrong?
Okay, so, everybody scripted?
Yes.
Right, action one, this raven's going for another feint.
Shit!
Attack!
Oh, wait, that's good
attack.
Yes, we are also attacking the bejesus out of it. Okay, you want to hope for something?
That means the faint does nothing.
Can you help with something?
This
tiny,
is the perfect situation for fainting.
I can help with fighting, right?
Team tactics. There's something if both teams are doing the same thing. Multiple teams, multiple actions.
Oh, this is so much more complicated than I want it to be.
No, it's okay.
It's not that complicated. I should look when I have exams tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, since both teams are attacking the same target, everybody is helping one person.
That probably
what's
be
your
me.
Fighting
I have the highest fighter rating.
Is it 5?
It is 5.
Oh, I'm so close. Well, I'll help you then.
Alright.
I feel like it would be better against each other. 5 plus 3 is... 8.
I used 5 meters.
3. So that's 8 dice total?
Yes.
Blow them away.
And I don't suppose I can use instructor to tell the two tender paws how to coordinate with me?
No.
Hmm?
No.
Ah, okay.
That's not what instructor.
Motor inch.
I don't want to abuse Tenderpaw-wise, so I won't.
Okay.
What we got here?
So you're going for an attack. He's going for a feint, so he sweeps in for a misdirection when
he's
you...
boned.
Yeah. You just bone him over the head.
Since I'm the only one attacking, can I use independent?
The helping dice is for each of us, though.
Nah.
Yeah.
Good point. All right.
I mean,
I wasn't sure if
we're helping means we're all attacking, right?
Yes.
Well, I only got 3 successes, so...
We only get one test total for the whole exchange, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the first test you make.
Is that the first test for each skill, or just one test?
Just one test for the conflict. You got 3 successes?
Yeah.
He's undefended. You crack him upside the head.
Bam!
His feathers seem ruffled. He seems fearful.
Disoriented.
But he's not giving up yet.
Oh, bastard.
Wow.
Damn it.
What a pipe hidden.
He rolled very well on his disposition.
That's okay. We've got another thing coming.
Okay. So, action 2, he's going to attack.
Attack!
I'm good, because we're attacking.
Finish him off.
We got defend over here on Team Zybus.
Oh, yeah, we have defend, that's right.
Okay. Why would you do that?
Team home. Because we wanted to get back our holding on to the bag points.
Yeah, our hit points.
Oh, maybe we should have done that. But we did.
You're not a smart man.
Mouse Krieg.
That's right.
Simon, I hope you roll very well.
So I have to attack this time because Myra attacked last time, correct?
Yes.
I'll help you though. Here you go, buddy.
We're doomed.
Knock him out.
For death and glory. Two successes.
Oh, fuck, we're so fucked.
Okay. You take 2 off of his disposition. Okay, what's your defend?
Simon? Oh,
take your health.
My, My nature plus a helping die. Three successes.
Three successes, which means he got four successes, so he deals one against your disposition.
Oh, we still have the bag. Thank the Lord. Yeah, who's silly for defending now?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. You guys are battered and continuing this tug of war for the bag. What have you got next?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
This raven also has faint.
Attack!
Oh, there's that thing on the chart about faint versus faint.
It's just a versus test.
Oh, well, that's just...
Do we shut him down if he's being attacked?
No, because he's fainting against you, because you have the bag.
Okay.
He doesn't get any sort of defense against this attack, though.
Ooh. Alright, well, that's gonna hit him pretty hard, hopefully.
Oh, here, have a helping fighting die. Fighting. Helping.
Okay, so it's an opposed feint between Aldous and the raven.
They offer you several, just the one dice to roll. Die, one dice, there you go.
How successful was the last attack, out of curiosity?
It's down to disposition one.
Okay.
Wait, he is, or we are? We are down to one.
Yes, you're
down to the wire.
I'm down to three. I want to attack him viciously.
Okay. Sorry, I've only got three successes.
Okay.
That's not good.
He has six on his feint.
Shit.
You see your disposition to zero, but also probably his disposition to zero when Myra conks him upside the head.
How does he reduce our disposition? I thought he,
because feint is a versus test. Feint versus feint is a versus test. The margin of success is subtracted from the loser's disposition.
The man speaks the truth.
I see, I'm sorry, I'm staring at this sideways. Okay.
Okay. The entire fight rules are basically on this page. It's really simple, actually.
Yeah, no, I'm already looking at it. I see it.
Okay. What was your attack, Myra?
Three.
What sort of weapon are you using?
Sword.
Okay. You slash it with your sword. You reduce his disposition to zero.
Damn!
Okay, so, Albus, Simon, and the Raven are all simultaneously reduced to zero. Myra and Ragalok still have disposition left.
We win!
This is the compromise portion.
Compromise? What?
Yes, because compromise.
He gets the bag, we keep the mail, and we have to figure out a new way to transport it.
Lame. He wants to steal one letter. Just grab one letter out of the bag as he flies away.
Oh.
Well, in his defense, he's pretty pissed off that a bunch of mice just kicked his ass. So
how about he can have the buckle?
Fight.
He can have the letter if they buckle. Jump on his back as he flies away.
I'd be okay with that. I mean,
am not going to allow that to happen.
He can have the buckle, and we'll take the bag of mail, filled with mail.
That doesn't hurt you guys at all. You don't give a shit about the buckle.
But he doesn't know that. He's a bird. He doesn't know shit.
He wants to inconvenience us, because we just kicked his ass.
Okay, well, technically, the people whose goal it was to defend the mail lost.
But so did the bird who stole the prize away.
So there is compromise. Negotiation takes place, blah blah blah. Compromise lost better. Okay. So Myra and Ragalok lost about half. Everyone else lost all of their disposition.
So our side won.
Yeah, but their goal was to drive him off.
So they're going to drive him off, but we have to lose something. Yeah. Yes.
He wants to take some of the mail.
I say let him. Or take Regalok, because that would be cool, too. If he really wants to go.
I mean, out of character, I think it makes sense for him to take at least some of the mail, or for some of the mail to be destroyed.
Right. Yeah, we would lose some of the mail.
Oh, it was destroyed.
Yeah. So, in the frenzy, the mail bag strap rips and dumps everything out on the ground. He just grabs up one piece of mail before he flies dizzily out of this stump, hitting the wall on the way out before taking flight and flapping away.
Do we see what the piece of mail is?
You know that it was from the bag. The bag going to Guild Pledge, and it just looked like a letter. But you couldn't. You didn't get a good enough look to see, like, who it was to.
You have to get it back.
I agree.
Rag screams for a couple more seconds, then collapses.
Which way did it go?
Calm him down.
Hunt. No, scout. Scout.
Where did he go?
Chase. Conflict.
Guys, shut up! I've got scout, we can figure this out. But right now we need to rest, because Regalok is pooped out.
Calm him.
He's pretty calm, but we can't really go anywhere without him. And he's not going anywhere because he's conked out.
I'm not asleep.
Yeah, like, why is he conked out, like, beyond function?
I thought it was. Hey, how you doing, Chase? Regalok?
What time is
it going?
It's near sunset. That's why you guys were coming in here to make a camp for the night.
Oh, what are we going to do? How about we rest for the night and then we find it in the morning? We can hunt
it,
right?
The bird will be long gone by then.
No, we can. We'll find a way. And it's not safe to go out at night. There are way too many predators.
If we stay put, the bird could come back.
That's true. I mean,
it
was
nothing there. But it won't have
the
letter if it comes back.
Excuse me.
Hey, what's up?
This is the raven's nest. It will either return here, or it will try to make a new one. Now, we've seen that the raven has a liking for shiny things. You can do one of two things.
We could put the barkles up to attract it back.
Well, I was going to get to that. We can either give chase and try and find something that is far more maneuverable than we are, or we can try and lure it back here with things that it likes.
We can set a trap.
You're adorable, you little tentacle paw.
I'm personally in favor of resting up for the night and waiting for it to come back, trying to lure it here with whatever shiny things we have.
What a good thing.
I agree.
It could ambush us in turn. We should hunt it down actively.
No,
if it tries to ambush us, then we keep watches for the night.
Agreed.
Okay.
Well, I nominate Regalok for being the first watch because he done fucked up.
Aww. Sorry, guys.
I rescind that nomination because I don't believe he should have the honor.
Oh, really?
I'll take the first watch.
Regalok, you're not good enough to keep a watch. That's rough.
Regalok, I think you need to take a rest. Calm yourself down. Try again tomorrow.
Admittedly, you were pretty psycho when you saw that bird. Do you have, like, an irrational fear of birds or something?
No irrational fears. Just this good mouse guard spirit here. I'll go over in that corner.
Oh, my goodness. Well, okay. I'm going to go scold you in the morning when I have more chutzpah.
You did the best you could. And I do admire your courage. But you need to think. You need to think before charging into situations like that, especially with something as large and agile as a raven. And I hope this has been a lesson to you.
Why did you have to run off the bird? We could have just saved the mail.
It was being irrational. It happens.
We could have found another spot to camp.
I thought you were in danger, Simon.
Okay. So you folks sleep through the night undisturbed.
Or just come back? What if we hang the buckles outside to attract it back?
It's nighttime. They're not going to be very shiny.
We wait for first light. Use our hook and line to hang the buckles and try and bring the bird back.
Okay. Then I would like you to make me a hunter test.
Okay.
Can I help the scout?
May I help with hunter?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll make the hunter test, but anyone else can help me out.
Hunter is an appropriate help. Scout isn't.
Is survivalist?
Yes.
I'll help with survivalist, then.
I want to help with survivalist.
Okay.
Okay.
So you are stringing up a raven trap with all the shiny things you have.
Is helping worth any kind of test or not?
I don't know.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, because we are giving each other a lot of help.
Yeah, I was hoping it was. I didn't even ask, because if it's not, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, I tried finding it. I couldn't see anything that said it would.
Teamwork. How can I help?
Cue an A-team style montage of us rigging up this trap.
No, there's nothing that says help mind. Gives you a test, so I'm assuming it enjoy being pissed.
I'm so pissed.
Okay, how's your hunter?
Well, I need the helping die from everybody else. So who's going to give me a helping die?
Everyone just said they would.
Yeah, so everyone.
Two and three. That is... 1, 2, 3, 4 successes.
Oh, we make a great raven trap.
So what exactly are you trying to... Are you just making things to attract him, or is there like a snare component to this?
What's per scene per skill?
I want to try and trap him, and actually, is it possible for us to try and tame him?
Not really, no. He's an adult wild raven. You're probably not going to significantly...
Well, that's what I mean. I was hoping what we could do was we could trap him, and then we could put a piece around his neck or something like that, and then put something shiny in front of him and have it as be like a carrot on a stick.
Ravens are very intelligent. Probably not going to fall for that.
I imagine he probably would not, but it was wishful thinking worth having.
Okay.
Alright, but, no, I think that it's just going to, what do we want to find out? We want to find out where he's gone. So I don't think that...
We want the letter back.
Yeah, but we need to find out where he put it as well. He could have set up camp somewhere else. Like, he could have set up a temporary nest somewhere else and brought the piece of mail there.
So our goal is to attract him and then jump on his back.
Or use scout to follow him.
Yeah. I was going to say, it would be a smarter idea to use scout to follow him. So once we lure him, we can see where he's going. But we wouldn't be able to... The only problem was that we wouldn't be able to do that at night because it was too dark to do so. But during the day, he should be easier to travel, to follow.
Luckily, it's daytime now.
Yep. Should be easier to follow.
Okay, so you just want to attract him here, and then you can follow him back when he leaves.
Yep. Unless he brings a letter, then we just rampage him. In our raven trap, we get him caught up and...
We're kind of hedging our bets on that, but, you know, depending on...
Fingers crossed, he'll just bring the letter back.
But he's got the knife.
He doesn't have the letter, we chase him down.
Okay. So, you... Shut up. You lay out your shiny trap. And like clockwork, a little while after dawn, he comes sweeping in, looks around, and pulls one of the buckles off the twine and starts flying away.
Ah, we should follow him.
We give chase. The game is afoot.
Right after
him. I'm going to need a scout roll.
I want to do that. I got scout follower. Who wants to help me?
I do. I want to help.
Are there appropriate because that helps was listed?
Oh, look this shit up.
So I lost one of my die.
That's not one of the things on the character sheet, is it?
Scout.
Yeah, Pathfinder, for a hunter, an appropriate wisest.
I'll help a hunter.
So if anybody is... Okay, that works. Hunter from you.
I will only allow one help with this. You're trying to follow something unseen. I don't know how much help is appropriate.
Oh, for real?
But I am fine with one helper, you know, who knows about, you know, hunting, because they will stalk the raven with you.
Well, okay. Right. I hope I don't fuck up. Oh, I guess I'll put fate into that and open end it. Alright, three beautiful successes. And not enough fate. Ho-hum.
Ho-hum. Okay.
Got it.
Completely unseen, you stalk this raven back to its nest. You find that it is building a new nest in a sort of skeletal tree. It doesn't have its leaves anymore for spring. And it drops the buckle inside and flies off. Lyra proceeds to scale the tree. Climb out onto the edge of the branch, and in the fledgling nest, you find some eggs, and you find a mangled but still intact letter addressed to Loretta.
Let's get it.
Okay. Well, let's make sure there are no more, just to be sure, and I'd like to keep an eye out.
Other rolls, so on here. Unless you want to ask for delivery. Are there two letters?
No more what are you looking for?
I want to look for more mail or really anything that doesn't belong there that could be useful.
There's twigs, a shiny buckle that you guys gave it.
Take the buckle back.
I'm going to give her kind of a, like, a sort of a silent get down here kind of motion, like, I'm pointing my finger towards the ground.
Hey, I'm keeping my eye out. I always got an eye out for the skies and the ground and behind me. That's three eyes. Is there anything else of interest?
While you were rifling around in the nest, you do spot the raven swooping back. And with your scout's instincts, you take cover in the middle of the eggs as it drops a branch and wheels around to go collect more stuff.
Well, I'll take that as a sign and get down.
Okay. You scamper back down, letter in hand.
High fives all around. Good work.
Alright, now let's go back to the mud.
Mud.
How many of us have bags? satchels, small ones. What's that, Matt?
Matt, we can't hear you. Is your microphone actually on?
Maybe it died? Oh, there you are. Hi.
There you are. Okay, cool.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. Alright. Well, the bag is spent unless somebody wants to spend the time to repair it, so we're going to have to divide up the mail. Make sure that we keep it separate from the mail going to, give me a name here. What's the other,
Simon has a backpack.
We're going to Dodgegriff and Gilpledge.
Okay.
Thorgif.
Keep the mail separate.
So I'll just put the mail that was in the satchel in my backpack.
Alright. Sounds good. So let's continue on our way.
Okay. Proceeding through the muck and hard roads, you make your way to Dorgif, and distribute your mail, marking the trail for other mice along the way.
Oh good, we did our job.
You did.
Admirably.
One more leg of the journey. This is a shorter route than it is than Spruce Tree to Dorgif, so.
But there's not even a rudimentary path marked on the map. But
no, not between the two. I think we should go the long way around, just to be safe.
It's so long?
Well, do you want to get attacked by a bear?
Well, we have two choices. We can either take the long way around, or we can try our luck again at trailblazing.
We could forge a new path for a future mice to take.
Oh, if you're going to do that, then I'm going to start praying. That went well so well last time.
Well, I appreciate your ambition, young tender paw. I think that it might be prudent, given how tired we all are from our previous journey, to take the long way around.
Oh, actually, let's rest up a bit here.
But that will delay the people getting their mail even later.
Dying
They've been
in
waiting
the
all
inn.
Winter already.
How about we talk about this in
They've
the
been
inn
all
while
winter.
We reconnaissance
they can wait a little
and get
bit more
information?
Would you rather risk the mail a second time, or would you rather it be reliably delivered but a little bit later?
Well, we don't know that it'll be reliably delivered. A raven can find a trail just as easily as it can find the wilderness.
I don't think that we're going to be attacked by any more ravens. That was a chance occurrence.
Right. It wasn't related to the presence or absence of a path. It was a chance occurrence.
Yes. So thankfully, a path that we know to be safe already exists. It's a little bit longer, but it will present much less risk to the mail.
We'll be practically back in Lockhaven if we take the roads all the way back.
Walman says no paths are safe.
Regrettably, I fail to be convinced. We rest for a week and take the long paths around to you. What's the name of the place?
Gilpledge.
Resting for a week? Let's take the night and reconnaissance and get info and then more.
That's what the week is for. We take time, we scout out the area, we make sure that there are safe pathways.
Okay. If you want to take an entire week, that's you.
Wait, we're spending a week to scout the local area so we can leave the local area and take the long way around?
We're spending a week to resupply and nurse our wounds.
We're not wounded.
Got wounds?
Are we? I thought that we...
You got a little battered off. Nobody got the injured condition, though.
Okay.
Yeah, that would have been a compromise of the fight.
I see. In that case, 3 days.
Okay. What sort of reconnaissance are you guys doing?
I want to just chat people up at the end. And ask what the path between the two places is, and if there's a more direct route available. Also restocking candles and stuff, I don't know. Whatever.
Okay. Well, Dorgif is a small town, so there's not that much to reconnaissance or chat up about it. You know that there is a long way around, where if you head to the northeast, there is a and it connects up with a known path that runs from Ratwallow to Gilpledge, or you could take the direct path from Doragift to Gilpledge, but there's not an actual trail, and it's known for being sort of swampy marsh territory.
That sucks. I don't know how to do that.
Do you have the image that you drew your plan on? Do you have that without your plan drawn on it?
Yeah, you sent it to me last week.
I just linked it.
Okay. All right, that path is fine. I thought there was nothing. We're going back up to Spruce Tuck all the way back.
No. That path is
reasonable. Yeah,
it's a roundabout way.
There's no reason to wait 3 days to do that, though.
No, it'd be cool with like a day. You can resupply in like an hour.
Go tomorrow.
Yeah, we don't carry supplies. We might carry a meal later in the day.
I was going to say, there's also the idea that first off, how long does it actually take us to get to these places?
Your guess is as good as mine. There's absolutely no scale on this map.
I've been under the impression that it's been like a week between these places. Like, that we moved that slowly. So it was like a week between Lockhaven and Ivydale, and like a week and a half between, Ivydale and Amos.
Since it takes so long already, I would be waiting a week not making progress toward a goal.
I'd say days from Lockhaven to Ivydale, maybe 10 days from Ivydale to Elmos, maybe a week from Elmos to Spruce Tuck, 10 days from Spruce Tuck to Doragift, and then maybe a day if you go the short way from Doragift to Gilpledge, or 3 days going the long way.
The typical pattern for settlements is for towns to be about 1 day apart. So if you count the close ones as being 1 day, that kind of makes sense with Nick's chosen times.
Of the paths, like, there's a reason they didn't make a path from Doragift to Gilpledge, so using the existing one is fine. They're so close, like, geographically, that there must be something that would make them decide, let's not make a path.
Like swamps full of poisonous snakes.
There's also the thought that the longer we wait, the easier the path will become, because over time the mud and muck from winter's snows will dry up.
And if the mouse guard took the easy path, we wouldn't need to be the ones delivering mail. We're delivering the mail because we're the ones who are supposed to take the hard path.
Yes, but there's no sense in making the hard path harder for no reason.
Yeah, it seems kind of needless. Tender boot, no offense.
It's not going to get any easier if we wait a week.
No, actually it will. The idea is the mud from winter's snow is melting will dry up.
It'll be easier going.
We could wait for it to rain, and then we could head out.
Well, let's see if we can figure out when the next rains will be, and we try to make it before then. Does anybody know when
now,
the next rain
so if we left today, we would go before the rain.
Well, let's talk to a weather watcher. I'm sure they've got one guy here who's a weather watcher.
They really don't. It is a small settler's town.
Do any of us have that ability?
No.
You know who's fantastic at that?
Walman. I heard some things from Walmond. I could give it a try.
Oh, well, I'll be willing to help you out with whatever. What? Survivalist, maybe? Weather watching forts. Scientist. Oh, sorry.
Well, give it a go, Ragalock. You volunteered. You're making the test.
Okay. What's the base for this?
It is an opposed test against the season's rating. Spring is a rating 6, so I'm rolling 6 dice for spring.
We're doomed! But I mean, like, health was a base earlier.
Oh, Will.
We're doomed!
What's your roll, dude?
2.
Oh, we're fucked.
Oh, you mean
we're doomed!
So I'm rolling 1 die.
Was it a success?
Yes.
Okay. You're pretty sure that in the next few days it's going to get hot and dry.
Oh, it sounds perfect. We should go now.
Yeah.
Or we should wait a few days. It's up to you.
This is actually right. The mud should dry out in a couple of days, it looks like. There's high clouds, dense grayish on the horizon. That means dryness.
How confident do you feel?
Well, my mentor has abandoned me.
He has not abandoned you. He is on an important mission. What has he taught you? And do you feel confident in his teachings?
He never seemed to have a whole lot of patience with me.
Well then.
But yes, I'm confident I'm remembering what he did teach me.
Then we shall see how much you've remembered. We wait 3 days for the path to dry up, and then we set out.
Are you taking the long way?
I suggest you all rest. We'll take the long way.
Okay.
I will harvest in the meantime to alleviate the boredom.
Well, what can I do to alleviate boredom? Is there like a lore mouse present that I can lure up?
Probably not anyone better than you.
Fuck it, I'm just gonna go into the woods and
basic craftsmen.
I'm going to,
talking to sparrows or something.
Can I just check all of our equipment, like make sure that we haven't lost anything or that, our gear's still good and our swords are still sharp?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So you guys wait 3 days, you make your usual preparations, assured that the weather is going to be clear, smash cut to the four of you trudging through the driving rain.
Oh, thank goodness.
I just appreciate that there's a smash cut.
Dry weather we're blessed with today. That's fascinating.
If we had left 2 days ago, we would have been in Gilbridge.
There is a cold spring rain as you guys trudge along the long path to Gilbridge. I would like everyone to make me an obstacle 3 health test.
Mm. Oh, health test, I got this. This is my jam, as it tends to call.
I have got 4 successes. I must love the rain.
Oh, I have 6.
4 successes.
3 successes.
I got 6 ones.
This is your jam.
You love the rain. Look at how much you love the rain.
Simon, in addition to still being angry, you are now sick.
Oh, I wish
I'll never get better than that.
Medicine. Did I get medicine?
You did.
Promise. Yeah, I did. Alright. I would like to medicine up Simon. And okay. Preferably make temp. Yeah, a tent camp.
I think that it would be best if we got him to town first rather than try to do this in the driving lane.
How far away are we?
Yeah.
We'll worry about this once we get to Gilbridge.
That's very noble of you, but how many more days do we need to trek before we reach a town?
One.
Basically, when you guys stop in Gilbridge, Simon realizes that he wasn't just tired and miserable. But when he gets into dry warmth, he actually feels no better.
Aww.
His nice sneezing is cute.
You folks reach Gilbridge. You are ushered inside out of the rain into the tavern town hall, really the center of community in the small settlement, mm-hmm. where, having heard of your coming from the outlying farms, everyone who's looking for a letter has crammed themselves in here.
I would like to know how word came of us coming before we got here if we are the ones who forged the paths.
Winter ended.
Yeah.
That is the word that we're coming. Winter ends and then the mouse...
Well, no, like the farms right outside the city. Like, some teenage mouse saw, the mouse guard's coming, they must be bringing the mail, and ran ahead with no regard for pacing, whereas you guys have been walking for days.
Also, Simon is feeling terrible. Probably slowed down because of him.
Myra.
Simon.
See what? To him. Hello? Ragalak and I will take care of this.
Okay. Hey, let's go get you to an inn, buddy. You look absolutely terrible.
You distribute the mail. You take special note of Loretta, who is a young 20-something mouse with eyes full of hope. You've never seen anyone so happy to get a letter.
Bust your chops.
She...
I'll let Ragalak do the honors.
My lady.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. She sits down immediately at a table in a rather uncomfortable, noisy place and starts to read. As she does, she looks completely crestfallen.
Oh.
All right, having finished distributing the mail, I shall ask her, is something the matter?
I've been waiting for a letter from my boyfriend. He went out to Darkwater to find work, and he was going to send word if I should join him. And he says that the journey is too dangerous to make until summer.
The world is indeed cruel. Perhaps the guard will be running a trip and could escort him on the way.
Really? You'll be going to Darkwater? Can you take me to Darkwater with you?
I don't know about us specifically. Let me get my patrol leader over here. Albus.
Gotta talk to my supervisor.
Hey, Albus.
I see.
Drinking on the job.
Actually, Albus has been conspicuously not drinking anything the entire time other than water.
Well, when you guys come in, you are provided with some warmed, like, spice wine. You know, to dry your bones. On the house, of course.
Delicious.
Nope. Water will be fine. And the barest of rations.
Okay. You don't really have clean water, so they boil it and put in a little bit of alcohol. Delicious. Their water is Bud Light, basically.
Is anyone running the escort from here to Darkwater in the near future?
Well, the safest way back is likely from Gilpledge to Copperwood. From Copperwood, there are patrols running to Lockhaven that I'm familiar with. Then from there...
Copperwood?
We can take you to Copperwood. Or we could get you as far as Lockhaven, since it is our return trip.
You do that?
Of course.
I would only ask that if you are to accompany us, you keep your head down and do everything that any mouse guard tells you to.
Of course. I'm going to go pack up right now. Don't leave without me, okay?
We'll be staying here for a few days. We're taking care of one of our infirm members, a young Tenderpaw, who was unfortunate enough to catch cold on the way.
Okay. She bounds out the door of the tavern out into the rain.
Into the rain.
She looks so happy.
Gotten here 2 days sooner.
Her spirit will be crushed before long. That's the way of the world.
Wow.
No, that's the way of your world, Ragalak. As long as we can keep on providing people with hope, I would suggest we take them along with us.
Okay.
I really need to find out what Walmond is teaching you.
It is
apparently it's not much.
The player's turn. Bum, bum, bum.
Bum.
Basically, you guys now have some downtime that you can use to do things. Everybody gets a free check. Checks are a resource that you use to make tests during the player's turn. The other way you can get checks is by using traits against yourself.
Meaning,
Albus could invoke his independent trait to deny getting help from other people when he needs it, and thus earn him a check. Or you can use your traits to break ties not in your favor.
Hmm. Okay.
So you all have one check. A check basically allows you to make a test on the player's turn. So things you can do with your checks, you can attempt to recover conditions. You can make circles tests to find contacts if you want to go out and buy stuff to replace any lost equipment. These are all things you can do with checks.
Can I hoard checks?
You cannot.
Yes! Yes!
Wait, so if you need three checks to charge a trait, that means you basically can't ever, because you will never have three checks?
Unless you earn two during...
Yeah, if you earn two during the GM's turn. But checks do not accrue across multiple turns. At the end of this player's turn, you lose all your existing checks.
I'm a bit confused, but okay.
It's on page 260.
Sure. Yep, yes. I'm there.
Yes, you can invoke a trait to impede yourself, which subtracts one die from your current roll. You can invoke a trait to hurt yourself, which gives a plus two die to your opponent on a versus test. You can earn two checks by breaking a tie in your opponent's favor, invoking a...
But it's too late to earn any of those things.
Yes.
It costs one check to buy a test in a player's turn. So if I invoke my curiosity to break a tie, that still isn't with the free test. Maybe I'll work on accomplishing my goal with my free test. If you had two checks, you could recover quickly.
Well, I don't. And that's only during the GM's turn.
Oh.
Hmm. Can...
I guess I
would just make a one-check test during my turn, the player's turn, to recover. Or you could make a test to...
Yeah, I might make a test to find a healer.
Yeah, well, or you could test your healer skill to help Simon recover.
Dude, I want to learn how to be a healer. Oh, wait, do I have healing? That sounds like a thing.
So, if I, let's see. If I were to invoke independent, then, to say that I no longer want help from Simon for fear that he's going to continue to get sick, what would that mean?
That would sort of be at my discretion. I think I would let you get away with something if you had a worse skill, like... If you're going to turn down one of his better skills and use your worst one, I would give you a check for that. But that's sort of at my discretion. That's not one of the direct mechanical.
Well, effect. This is going to be a, this is, the player's turn is almost over. Or rather, when the player's turn is over, all of those checks that I would presumably use would get removed, right?
Yes. It's use them or lose them on the player's turn. You can give your checks to other people, though.
Oh. I might just give mine to Simon. To help him recover.
I don't know how I have, let's see. How about if I were to use compassion to impede myself if I wanted to try and persuade our new charge to do something? I wouldn't be able to will her over. Would that earn me a check? Is it something like that?
Yeah, like if... if you were trying to convince her to, I guess, I don't know, help you guys in a fight or do something else that you're compassionate would oppose, you could use it to impede yourself, which would hurt your role, but it would earn you a check.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the weirdest thing about this system, and I'm really not sure how the GM's turn, player turn thing is going to shake down when we actually get used to it. And we seem to have lost Matt and Natasha somewhere.
Possibly.
And it says we get a free test, and also, is that the free check, or is it a free test and we get free checks?
No, I'm just interpreting that as a free check.
Okay. Yeah, I don't exactly have much to do. I mean, I could circles up someone else who's heading back to Lockhaven, but that doesn't really seem useful.
Yeah, you can circle someone up. I think you can do instruction tests.
That could be. Mentor, instruct me! You're not my mentor.
No, I'm not. Alright, so, I see. This is something with, so these traits, we can use them against ourselves anytime, right?
In the GM's turn.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. So that means, like, for example, during that conflict, if I wanted to, invoke independent during all those times when, Matt was trying to help me, would that mean that I could use hurt in order to give somebody else to die? Like the Raven to die, for example?
Yes.
Did you do that?
Hey, you're back.
Kind of. Not really.
You sound bad.
I'll be... While they're recovering, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee.
So if checks are transferable, I expect I'll be giving them mostly to Walmond and Myra so that they can use instruction on me.
Okay. So, Simon, you have a check.
I want to test to recover from sickness.
Well, you can. Because conditions are hierarchical. So you need to recover from being angry before you can recover from being sick.
You're still angry? That was like weeks ago.
You're too angry to get better.
I just wanted a goddamn hook and line. How hard is that?
Right? How fucking hard is that? Alright, so...
get with the program. That was like years ago.
I guess I'll test to recover from... what's it then?
Angry.
Hmm.
Well, just every one of those times, like, walking through this mud would be so much easier if I had that hook and line.
It would have.
So you can zip through the trees like Spider-Mouse.
Can I? Is there, like, a relaxation technique taught to the mouse guard that mouse guard wise could give me a bonus die for not being angry?
No.
A true mouse guard should never be angry. Compose yourself.
I don't think so.
What an awful wise. Okay.
That you can't jam it into every situation?
I can't jam it into any situation. I got two successes, though, so I'm not angry.
Okay. You've let it go. Congratulations.
Finally.
At least I'm not angry anymore.
Only took 2 weeks.
Myra.
Hello!
You have a check. What would you like to do with it?
Circles test, find a healer.
Should I do... I guess I should do that. The faster he gets healed, the faster we can get the hell out of this podunk.
Yeah, you could do a circles to find a healer. You could try to heal him yourself.
How does help work in this situation?
I think you can freely help each other.
Okay.
I don't actually have the skill, though, so could I, like, utilize his terrible situation to help myself. And...
Yeah, you want to teach yourself humor?
Oh, yeah.
I would like to help with freezing wise because he got ill in the freezing rain.
Fine.
Ow.
You know, failing this roll permanently reduces the skill.
Right. I don't really know what I...
No, it doesn't. That's just for injury.
Man sick.
What page is this on for learning how to do stuff?
Make sure.
227 or thereabouts.
Oh, I'm not too far. 230, blah.
No.
Advancing, that's nature stuff. 230, blah, seems like a much closer.
I mean, 229 is learning a new skill.
Oh.
That's yeah, all you need is a number of tests equal to your nature to learn a new skill. And it opens up too.
So...
129.
What you have intended to use that skill a number of times equal to your current maximum nature reading. Oh, that sucks. Okay, I'll attempt to heal you. What's my nature? Like, 4? That's not too bad. Let's do this.
Waves the attention to the healer.
Healing.
That's in the paragraph before that.
Oh, I have to keep reading?
Truly terrible.
Greed. At least you understand.
Yeah, that's true. If you fail, it permanently reduces one ability or skill. He can test his will first, and if he fails, he needs to find a healer. And if the healer fails, it permanently reduces his ability.
Well, I already pretty tried to do that, and I couldn't. I'm angry.
Well, no, that doesn't count. That's not a failed test towards recovering from your sickness.
But I mean, I can't make another test before someone tries to treat.
No, because you're out of checks.
Well,
I don't have access to another test.
Oh, somebody gave it to you, but it's not going to be.
Right.
I'll give you a check. You're my friend. Pretender
I mean,
boots.
You can always wait.
And then go and pass the test, and it's not four, and I have 2 will.
All right, so you don't want it anyway.
Simon gives you his check.
You're all
it's not that static.
I'll see you're really static.
I pass the test. I don't have a save point, and I have 2 will.
Difficult to understand you.
Because you have the worst internet.
It's because the chinchilla stopped running its wheel. That's what generates the internet power.
But Natasha is fine? How does that...
No, it's better now.
Okay.
Okay. So what Matt is saying is he has a will of 2, and it's an ob 4 will test to recover from sickness on his own.
Okay.
So he's not going to make that test on his own. So, he needs to find a healer.
Fine, I'll find a healer for you, but can I have them teach me how to heal? Mm-hmm.
If you have meet someone who's got it in, who is an instructor and also has healing.
You know, I don't think that's very likely. Maybe.
I have a healer and instructor. Hello.
Fine, you know what? I'll find you a healer, but you owe me teaching me how to heal stuff. Okay.
Actually, excuse me. Why doesn't Simon tell her what to do? Like, show her how to prepare the medicines.
I can't make an instruction test.
Yeah, if someone wanted to give him a check, he could make an instruction test for healing, or he could use this healing skill on himself.
Yeah, but
so could I give him my check and then still make my test, or is that way too confusing?
Your check is your test. If you give it away, you give away your test.
It's forfeit. Giggity.
I could invoke use your test to do a circle test and find the healer.
Yeah, I would rather just make a circle test to try and find a healer to prepare the medicine. In fact, I'm going
I already
to
have the medicine.
Yep, going
it's
to
right
do that regardless of your thingy thing.
Yeah, Albus is Simon's mentor and also as an instinct about taking care of this.
Oh, where's your check?
I would assume his check is a circles test to true time.
Yes, I'm going to make a circles test, and I'm also going to, I don't suppose I can, invoke independent and compassionate. Because I'm doing this without anyone else's help, and I'm going to do it for the sake of another mouse.
Well, I think your compassionate can help you, just because you're more driven to help him.
Okay. Then I will make that circles test to find a healer to prepare the medicine.
Let me find your obstacle for circles.
Are we still in Podunkville?
Yeah, we are.
You are in Podunkville. You are literally in one of the farthest points of the territories.
Let me pull up that map. Yeah.
The only points farther were conquered by weasels.
Yeah. Pebblebrook.
Here there be dragons.
Maybe Birchflower. But Birchflower has a lot of towns around it. It's probably...
Yeah, but they're also next to, like, a body of water, so they could theoretically get almost anywhere.
I'm not sure water means as much to mice as it does to people.
Trade routes.
Yeah, they have trade routes and they have boats. So it means something. Hey. You are looking for an uncommon profession? No power to speak of. And...
He's a patrol leader in the Mouse Guard. What do you mean no power?
No, the person he's looking for has no power to speak of. Oh.
He's got the power to heal a human life. Mouse life.
Mouse life.
A human mouse life.
Wait, are these friends we made in character creation like relationships at all?
Yeah.
So we can pull them in at any time?
If you're in that town, I guess.
Because I have a doctor friend.
Here?
Elmos.
No, he's an Elmos.
But we just blazed a trail from Elmos.
So it is geographically restricted.
And he's a fearless doctor. He would.
It is geographically restricted, but there's nothing stopping you guys from going to Elmos.
Other than having a sick person that we don't want to cart along with us on the journey that we already
you
know.
You brought an angry person, it's literally the same penalty.
Well, I'm a laborer and a hard worker, I could carry him.
I think I'm just going to try and find a doctor.
Okay. It's an obstacle for circles.
Okay.
Good luck.
Well, I'm going to have to get 4 successes on 4 dice for this, so don't get your hopes up.
I got my hopes up. They're up.
Organ resources. Right, so.
I don't have any, of course.
You could use rewards if you had any. Fate or persona.
Nope. I used those already. That is 2 successes.
That's not 4.
That is significantly less than 4 by half.
Yes. But that is 1 failed test for circles.
Yay.
I would rather get my failed tests out of the way early.
Because then you're statistically more likely to have successes later.
Real?
No, not at all.
It doesn't work that way at all.
Opposite of that.
I mean to say that I would rather gain the test for advancement earlier than later.
But you need... Never mind.
Don't worry about it.
It's not a rational decision to rationally argue against.
Okay. You reach... you ask around town and find out where their local healer is. You knock on the door, and a male mouse of middle age lets you inside. Yes, how can I help you?
I'm a patrol leader with the Mouse Guard. My name is Albus. One of my charges, a young tenderpaw by the name of Simon, is sick. I'm seeking somebody to take some medicine that we have and prepare a poultice for him.
You're looking for my wife, then?
Yes.
I wish that I could help you. She set out weeks ago for Apple Loft on a medical emergency. And I haven't heard from her since.
Apple Loft?
Yes, she didn't take the trail. Apparently, there's some urgent outbreak of illness there. So she went the direct route.
I see.
Either things were very bad there, or something happened to her along the way. I was planning on heading out after her soon.
That is inadvisable. I would suggest you stay here. We are members of the Mouse Guard, after all, and given that it is to protect one of our own, and to assist in fellow mouse, I think it would behoove us to go after her for you.
I would much appreciate that.
Then, hopefully, we'll be able to find her, and she will render services for us as needed.
I'm sure if she's able, she'll do her best to help you.
Very well, then. I'm going to turn my back on him and just leave. And I think it's time to tell the rest of the team the good news.
Or terrible
news. Terrible news.
Really.
Good news, everyone. Up. We, and by we, I mean I, have a mission.
Another one?
Well, seems the reason why we weren't able to find a doctor in this village for Simon is because there is no doctor in this village for Simon. Or, more specifically, she appears to have headed to Apple Loft, but very much unlike the wise thing that we did in following established paths, she took a direct route, and it seems that in her travels as the crow flies, she has either become lost or the situation in Apple Loft is far worse than she had expected.
We have to help her.
Well, we have to help her, but we also have to help her help you, which is really more my motivation for this.
Then you're in the Mouse Guard for the wrong reason. We have to help her first.
Yes, we have to help her in order to help you.
I would say to just go to Elmos, but if there is a mouse in danger, we can maybe get a few more years tacked on to the end of her life.
What are we going to tell Loretta?
Well, that's why we're not going to tell Loretta that I am going after her. You two will guide her. You two, and I point to Ragalak and Myra, will guide her along established paths back to Copperwood. I have a friend, Gunt. If you can get along the path to Copperwood and turn her over to him, then he should be able to guide her back to Lockhaven, provided that you tell him that I sent you. In the meantime, I'm going to go after her.
I don't like splitting up. I don't like leaving Simon alone by himself, and I think we should go with you. Or we should all move as a group?
While I ordinarily would say that's an excellent idea, I don't believe Simon is in any condition to be moved right now.
There's no rush to get Loretta back to...
We can just go to Appleloft, help the doctor, and get her back to Gilpledge, and then once we're back here, we can take Loretta to the pocket.
I would rather you not move in your condition, Simon.
I'll be okay.
Yes, you'll be okay staying here.
He did walk all the way here.
Yes, and look what that's done for his condition.
If only
Simon, can you even stand?
Maybe wait for the rain. Yes.
I think if he's up for it, we should bring him with us.
I'm exactly as up for anything as I was before we left Lockhaven.
Let's go then!
Because I lost the penalty from angry and gained the one from sick.
On the downside, Apple Loft is apparently a plague town.
For real?
Yeah. Well, apparently there's been an outbreak of illness in Appleloft, and that was why the doctor set out. But due to the urgency of the matter, she took the direct route from Gilpledge to Appleloft instead of taking the long way around, which would have crossed her to which would have crossed along the road to Copperwood.
Do you think we should take the long way around or follow her trails?
I think we I'm going to follow her trails and try and find her, and I think that you guys are going to go and take Loretta to Copperwood.
That's really not a priority. And if there's an outbreak at Appleloft, it certainly takes precedence over an escort mission.
If the doctor got lost on the way to Appleloft, then not only is the doctor in danger, but so is Appleloft because they don't have a doctor taking care of their outbreak.
Or even Gilpledge because the doctor is missing. And maybe while we're along the way, we can make a new trail so that this doesn't happen again.
Well, then perhaps you can tell Loretta why we can't escort her to Copperwood.
Sure. I'm sure she'll understand. Or Simon can tell her, whatever. It's not a hard concept.
Yeah. Typically, a patrol leader doesn't interface with the public, but if you're not up to it.
I wouldn't consider the private escort subject of our next mission to be the public. And if you are going to try and make this a public event, I would like to advise against that.
What do you mean?
She is part of the public. She is not a guild mouse. She
is part of the public. To escort somebody from town to town is our job. It's not like we're secretly escorting her to do her a favor.
No, we're not. But you don't need to make this a public event just to tell her that we might not be able to escort her right away.
No one ever said we were going to do that.
The Mouse Guard has one patrol out in Gilpledge, and priority is that we get a doctor to a place where sick people are. That's not a failing on the Mouse Guard's part. We have to prioritize. We can only do one right now, and this is more important.
And I would rather prioritize... Okay, time out. First off, I think it's become pretty obvious that I'm not going to be convinced. And I'm having trouble thinking on my feet here, but the idea that I'm trying to get across is that, one, this isn't a public thing for us to make a big to-do about. Somebody needs to tell Loretta about it, and it's not going to be me. Two, while you guys are fucking around doing that, I'm going to leave without you.
Alright, then.
So that's his intent. And execute the patrol leader. Yeah, his intent is to, what do you call it?
Ditch the rest of the group.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm 100% on board.
His intent is to deceive you guys into going and telling Loretta, and while you do that, leave without you.
Are you making a falsehood?
He can easily order you guys to...
Thus far, I have not ordered you guys to do so, and I'm surprised that you guys are speaking out so much against your patrol leader, but...
Honestly, you haven't given an order.
Yeah, you're not a very forceful patrol leader.
Give an order.
Yeah, basically...
I would rather try... Yeah, he's trying to convince you beforehand, but if you aren't going to take... But, I mean, first and foremost...
you're making it democratic, and we disagree with you, but it doesn't have to be democratic. You can make the decision.
No. But if you are willing to argue against it, what is to stop you from disobeying his order anyway? You clearly seem to think that... Yeah, but you've been arguing with a lot of the things he said. In fact,
because a lot of the things are terrible ideas. Just give the order, and then we can get on with this.
Then I'm giving the order. The two of you go and escort Loretta to Lockwood, to Copperwood, and Simon stays here and recovers, and I go and get the doctor.
Then execute.
Well,
go.
That's your orders.
Does anyone have any checks to spend before you head out of Gilpledge and break off into your various missions?
I still have a check to spend.
Okay.
I'd like to donate it to Myra to instruct me in something that she thinks appropriate as a mentor.
Oh, that is so adorable. What would you like to learn? Here is what I can teach you.
I mean, you're the
instructor?
No.
Oh, I don't have instructor. JK.
But you can learn it. We can both learn, or one of us can learn at least.
I have instructor, if you want to learn some.
I don't think he wants to learn from it. Tender boots.
No, no, we're fellow tender boots. I'll give it to you.
Tender boot, tender paw.
Give me a fighter instruction.
Are you asking tender boot?
Yes, I am asking tender boot. Because apparently he's a better teacher than the mentors.
And, well, you know.
The other mentor also is a teacher.
Albus is actually a good teacher, but...
Yeah, but he's ditching us. So.
He's cranky.
Quiet.
It is in order, and there is a reason behind it.
Yeah, and they cannot... Well, I mean, they can disobey orders, but they don't argue their orders. I mean...
Substantially more dangerous thing. For them to
can you drop it for now?
Yeah, your order.
Right, you gave the order, and we're executing it.
Surprise! I'm actually kind of surprised that you're not disobeying it.
Stop complaining.
I expect they might, but regardless, you want to make an instructor test? Is that correct?
Sure. What's the obstacle?
That's what I'm reading right now. The obstacle for instruction is equal to the student's current nature rating.
So 5?
Holy.
No one can teach me anything.
That's because you are very mouse-like.
Oh, it's true.
I would love a failed instruction test. Because then that would be the only one I need to advance instructor, and I would just need successes all day.
Oh, well, go for it.
Hooray!
Get your failures in.
Wa-boom! I got... Oh, if only I had a fate point. I got 2 successes. One of them was a 6.
I am dense.
Yeah, well, you're just very mouse-like. It's very easy for people with low nature to learn things, because they're more human-like and intelligent. Whereas if you have a high nature, you're just going to be a mouse. You're going to forage and run away from shit. Yeah, you get beat down and worn out in your practice drills, and it leaves you tired.
Boom!
Wait, him, me, or both of us?
Just you.
Okay.
He knows what he's doing.
This is terrible.
I was sitting there telling you what to do the whole time. I'm not tired. I feel great.
What does this
do? I feel sick.
But...
-1 or -1 to disposition for conflicts.
Okay.
Lovely.
And Myra, you still have a check, right?
I guess so. What am I going to do with my check? I don't know.
You can give some instruction if you want, or you can circle some buy things.
I don't have instruction. Would it be worth to learn an instruction?
If you want.
No, I'll jump on the bandwagon. I'll try and instruct somebody.
Okay. Well, probably it would be Ragnarok, because you're
going
to be on the road with him.
Awesome. What do you want to learn, Ragnarok?
Fighter.
Okay.
So,
what do you want to learn?
You tried instructing me in proper stance, but I insisted on dropping to all fours all the time.
And screaming and charging with the spear.
Running away. On the wall.
I understand. All fours is the best way to hold the spear. In
I gave you my entire list, and maybe you want to talk to birds? That's pretty cool. Or lore mouse? It helps you maneuver?
Honestly.
Or maybe you want to haggle.
Sure. Teach me lore.
Okay, I'm going to try and teach you lore mouse. What do I do to try and instruct?
A roll of instruction. It will be base of your will.
My will? Oh, no. What my will is? Oh, I can't read my sheet. Oh, it's 3. That sucks. Well, okay.
That is actually half your will, so.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter because I got 3 threes, so.
Okay.
What's my new condition?
You attempt to teach Ragnarok some lore mouse abilities. Teach him about the animals and how to talk to birds. And he's just so dense that it makes you angry.
I'm so angry right now.
Oh, you're back on the road to getting frustrated again.
Just dealing with you as patrol mouse is enough for that.
Yeah, and I mean, I assume you're doing that, like, as you work on escorting Loretta. Like, walking down the road, like, that's a blue jay. Here's how you talk to a blue jay.
Mm-hmm.
And I just squeak.
So, with the green jay, what do I say again?
Okay. Well, the mail mission has been completed. People are breaking off into their separate ways, so that is the end of this mission. Now we go to the rewards doodlebop.
Doodlebop.
So you guys can hopefully get some...
We don't resolve the other thingy?
Loretta's tests.
Next doodle. Next, what's it?
Which other thing are you talking about resolving?
Well, Albus is going off after the lady type.
Yeah, that's gonna be a new mission.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if that was a different season or not.
No. It's not gonna be a different season, but it's gonna be a new mission and a new session. Basically,
are we
gonna
do it tonight, though?
I don't know. We can talk about it. Kevin's back.
Hey.
So after we're done with this, I'm going to invite him.
Walmond got dispatched to pursue us. Check on us.
But right now we're going to go through the rewards thing.
Okay.
So. Oh, no. Run through this process. Figure out where it is in the book. Okay. We need people to go around the table. I need a volunteer.
I like volunteering.
Okay. I want you to read your belief, your goal, and your instinct.
Mine?
Yes.
Belief. The mouse guard would fall apart without the chain of command. Obedience is important. Do I wait, or do I just read all three?
You can go there. Do we feel that Simon played this belief, that belief in this session?
Sure.
No.
Okay. I would say yes, because he's obeying an order that he dearly opposes to.
Yeah, but he was also making passive-aggressive remarks about the decisions made by the chain of command the entire time.
While executing them.
Yeah, while executing them, but basically complaining about it. I think there's a difference between role-playing something and actually believing it.
And because he actually believed it, he actually obeyed.
We're only mouses.
Yeah, but I don't think, like, I don't think that... I think although he's willing to begrudgingly do things, like, it doesn't seem like he actually believes in the chain of command. He just doesn't have any faith in it. He just follows his orders.
Sounds like obedience.
People in the military obey things that they think is
obedience for the sake of the organization. Because
I guess,
without obeying orders, even if they're dumb,
yeah,
the organization would not work.
Okay. I guess, but I don't know. I don't like it.
We're aware.
What's that supposed to mean?
You have said many times that you don't like
times.
Okay. So,
nice.
If you play your belief, you get a fate point.
Did I do it?
I think so.
Okay.
Sounds like the majority think so.
No, I was convinced.
Okay. And your goal?
This is my first real mission. Make sure no mail gets lost.
You did that?
Hell yes.
It was a pain in the ass, but you did it. Persona.
Oh, that's so valuable.
That is.
Instinct. Always try to face fears.
Did you face your fears?
What are your fears, exactly?
He's afraid of fighting.
Oh, I thought you were afraid of letting people down, because...
That's not really a fear, it's just something he doesn't want to do. I don't know.
Either way, I think you didn't.
Well, yes, you definitely fought hard to accomplish your goal. So, playing your instinct gets you a fate point.
A fate point!
Okay, who's next?
Hi.
Okay. You want to hit us with your belief?
I bear my burdens alone that I may lose no more friends to my troubles.
Well, you definitely did that.
Yep.
You were embarking on a dangerous mission by yourself.
Yep.
That's a fate point.
Okay.
Your goal?
It's a routine mission, but I must make it a lesson for Simon regardless. I guess that falls on whether he learned something.
What kind of lesson? What did you teach him?
Several times he did give out helpful words of wisdom to both Tender Paws. I mean, I would say that at least Albus made his best effort to make it a lesson for Simon.
Yes.
Regardless of whether Simon wants to listen or not.
It may not have been the lesson he aimed for. Like, maybe he's learning something about the value of the obedience he holds so highly.
I don't know. I was hoping this would be something where, like, if there was some sort of downtime during it, I would be able to talk to him about it, but,
advice. You made things that we did into a lesson.
Yeah, you did, multiple times. And, like, you made him head of the Blazing the Trail. Even though he wasn't good at it, he needs to learn how to do it.
Yeah, that's a good example.
Yeah, that was really, like, that point there, I wasn't sure if, me actually fulfilling it would be hinged upon whether or not he, learned something from it.
You can't. I don't think so.
You made it a lesson. I mean, He can choose to listen or not, but you definitely made it a lesson. So, persona.
Alright.
Instinct?
Never place the mission above the mouse.
I would say you did that because, for Loretta.
Yeah, the ardent, also the ardent refusal to have Simon do anything but recover.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does explain sort of the unpopular decision that you're going to escort Loretta, have her escorted concurrently with you completing the mission.
But that doesn't... I think that places value of the mouse below the mission, because he's...
No, it places... The idea is supposed to
guard the safety of both parties, because we have a reduced party for both missions.
The idea is that you use a safe and established trail... The idea is that you use a safe and established trail to help one mouse. I help another mouse, thereby placing another mouse above our overall mission. And Gilpledge to recover so that you aren't exposed to further danger.
But you're exposing Loretta and the rest of the group to extra danger by having them go with a reduced party.
He doesn't feel that he does, though, because he's sending them on an established trail.
Yeah, the path is there. We've weathered the storm.
And I mean, well, you guys can even...
We don't know that the path is...
You guys could even retrace your trail.
Right.
And get to Lockhaven, and from there it's...
But we were ordered to go to Copperwood. I don't know. There's examples where you placed the mission above the mouse, but there's also examples where you placed the mouse above the mission. At least in your point of view.
I don't feel that I placed any, that I what do you call it, placed fulfilling the mission above the well-being of any of the other mice.
Well, in the fight, for example, you made your primary goal to be protect the male.
No, I did not.
That was your team's goal.
The primary goal was to get the buckle off of the male bag, and then drive the crow away so that it would stop bothering you guys. There was nothing about protecting the male was one thing, but the whole point of it was to get something shiny for the crow to get away, like to be distracted by.
Yeah, I don't think that's an example of him placing the mission above the mouse, because, I mean, he could have probably protected the male, you know, leaving you guys to go screw. Like, I think it's an issue on par where he got to do everything. You know, he got to complete the mission and keep everyone safe. Like, I don't think that choice existed in that scenario. I would say that he played his instinct.
Yeah, me too. Even though my interpretation of the fight goals differs.
Well,
but since we both agree on the instinct, it's not worth discussing.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah. Well, fate for pulling your instinct.
Woo!
Natasha?
I put them in the doodle.
Yeah, great. Read them out loud.
For the class.
Goal. Ensure the route remains safe so others can continue to travel freely.
So you guys definitely blazed a trail, set up markers, and you drove off the Raven. So I would say that's completed.
Awesome.
So that's a persona. You've skipped your belief, though. What's your belief?
Belief, the best preparation is rational thinking and quick eyes.
Can you give an example of that?
Quick eyes observed the Raven when I was trying to steal stuff from its nest so that I was not swooped up or murdered.
That's what I was thinking of, too.
Now, actually, Natasha, when you're this belief, is it to say that no amount of preparation is a match for having good wits in the field? Is that like what you were going
to say? No, it's just what to say. I would like to play a character that finds those things important and plays those as much as possible. Other things include preparation? Like, it's not exclusive, but it's something I want to play.
So, did your character, it's very important to keep calm and remain observant?
Yes.
Okay. See, I wasn't, because, like, your use of the word, like, preparation, that I wasn't sure about.
And that is the best preparation. It's not the only preparation.
And also argue for rational planning.
Well, I like being rational.
So I would agree with that.
Cool, is that a fate?
Yes. And your instinct?
I did it backwards, because I like to trip you up.
Oh?
Oh, wait, my instinct. Keep one eye open, one eye to the sky, and one eye behind me. I must see everything.
You didn't get a third eye.
That's true. It's very true. I would say that I was paranoid when we were at the graveyard because I wanted to see if there was something suspicious, and then there wasn't. It didn't really get me in trouble, but...
It doesn't need to get you in trouble. It just needs to be played in a compelling way.
I think one eye to the sky, again, with the nest.
Yeah, the helping us out, like, during the scouting and stuff, I would think that that course of action was enough for her to be role-playing it.
Okay.
Acting as the scout in that situation.
Fate. Is that also a fate?
Yeah. Awesome. Like, okay.
Ragnarok.
Alright. Belief. Safety is an illusion. It is better to face danger head-on.
Yes, you did that.
Goal. Don't show fear.
Oh, you didn't. You definitely did that, because instead...
And... Yeah. Instinct. Always keep my weapon close to hand.
Yes, in your hand. Attacking. Look at me.
Pokey pokey at all times.
So yes, I would say to fate in a persona. So, the last thing. MVP and workhorse. You guys get those every session.
This is amazing.
Oh my gosh, so what do we do?
You have the difference between them.
MVP is sort of the star player, I guess, and workhorse is the guy behind the scenes.
Shouldn't makes it be everything. Work mouse?
Yes.
I do.
No.
Sure.
Oh, work beetle.
You can also nominate people for embodiment rewards for excellent role playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't feel like there was anything particularly standout. I mean, it was first session. You don't really know these characters yet.
I would nominate Tom for being the patrol leader we never want to follow. No?
What?
As work
I would beetle. Nominate Tom for workhorse.
Work beetle.
Work beetle!
Yeah, I think Tom, you know, basically led the group in everything. I mean, he would assign people to do different tasks. And
that seems more like MVP, Workhorse's game mechanic thing. His character has the right skills and makes the roles to keep things moving.
Oh, who was that?
That was probably Natasha, actually.
I was going to say Natasha for Workhorse.
Yeah, we really could not have done it without her scouting abilities. I don't think any of us were quite as good at it.
That's my specialty.
So, actually, wait, maybe Natasha was more MVP because we got through because of her scouting abilities, and then I could have taken Workhorse because I drive the story along. Like, I drove things forward, but I didn't really do a lot of... I thought the MVP was the one where you just had, like, the skill and you got through at the time when we needed it most.
Yeah, to me, MVP is the person who gets sort of the shining moment to... comes through in a pinch and gets the spotlight, whereas Workhorse is the person who's consistently, you know, doing the grind behind the scenes.
Well, the award is the same for either of them, so I would agree to whatever distribution you guys, the majority, say.
Also, the circles test Albus made was quite important, and that's a kind of behind-the-scenes thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Albus. Fail.
I would say Albus for Work Beetle.
Okay.
I like that we're calling it Work Beetle.
And that's a persona.
Alright. And, now, as far as being patrolling goes, it's occurred to me that I have literally zero military experience, and I have two people who have lived a life around the military around me, so could you guys help me out?
Well, for me, just going by what it says in the book, it says, you know, patrol leaders often solicit advice from their patrols, you know, get their input and, you know, get their feedback and are willing to discuss things. Whereas when the order is laid down, their followers are expected to obey it without question.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, out of character, like specifically I'm referring to Matt and Natasha. You guys seem to have a lot of, like you guys are really well versed in how chain of command breaks down and things like that. So.
I'm not at all, but I appreciate it. That's, yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry, that was the impression that I got. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry, but well, in any case, so, you know, if I am going to, like, if we are going to push forward with the whole, I guess, on the patrol leader thing, if I am doing something that is not particularly militaristic in nature, could you please help me?
Is that what you want him to be? Is, like, a hardline, like, militaristic leader, or?
Well, I don't know. I mean, we're still feeling these things out, but
okay.
It's more like if I'm not following some sort of procedure that would be followed normally, like
yeah.
You, for example, when you reminded me that I was able to give the order down, I guess I was pushing too hard in the democratic direction, but I could have laid the order down.
I mean, I think democratic is a legitimate way to go, but when you sort of phrase it as a, you know, you should do this, you should do that. It leaves it open to discussion. If you don't want to leave it open to discussion, it becomes, Simon, do that.
Yes, name, comma, direction.
Okay.
Also, considering that the Mouse Guard as a whole doesn't even make company strength, I'm not sure if the military hierarchy is that relevant.
Yeah.
I mean, also, we're acting with a squad as four people, so.
Yeah.
A company really becomes two companies.
MVP?
Which did Tom get?
Didn't Albus get Workhorse?
I and vote Tom and Natasha for whatever the two
were.
Yeah, Myra for MVP, totally. Like,
I would agree with that.
Wouldn't have been able to complete the mission if it weren't for the scouting.
That's true. She retrieved the letter.
Yep.
Thereby fulfilling a crap ton of people's goals.
Hey, MVP is a persona point.
They're both persona. That is such a mind trip.
They were always both persona. It's just the fact that they're getting awarded every
all
session.
Story arc instead of session.
Well, it's persona is much harder to come by in this game, as is fate, really.
Yeah,
I know, fate is killing me.
No more like hoarding 38 fate.
Can we have the funnies award of the fates?
Is that an award this time around?
We're funny.
An award for the jokes.
Funny.
I'm going to turn the recorder off.